want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run.
Eat my honor, dickweed. Bite my left nipple, asswipe. Kiss my left ball, simwit. See you in Toledo, you stupid whore. Smell my hog, queer bait.
That's right.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. The Don and Mike.
Hi. Have I told you you're my favorite?
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Even out in sunny California,
yes,
they have followed us.
Oh, no. Get them out of here. I don't like those boys. No.
In sandals.
No.
Where are their Birkenstocks?
Little German shoes.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They had a good time at the pool yesterday. They even took off their brown shirts. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Come across an elephant and all the ships at sea. It's where the bologna is touching your eyeball and the hot dog is humping your nose.
Right.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie.
Turn that down a little bit. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday, and it's May. What is it, May 15th?
May 14th.
May 14th, thank you.
14th for that.
And here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Philadelphia, your phone line coming soon.
In the merry month of May.
Here he is. To my left and to your right, there is Buzz.
Hi, Don.
And
Mike.
To Buzz's left and to your right, there's TV's Leah Remini. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Nate.
Hi. And
Leah brought muffins today. And Nicole brought muffins.
What else?
And fruit.
And fruit.
And orange juice.
And welcome to day number two. Oh,
candles.
She also brought candles in the studio.
Oh, candles, yes, the lovely candles.
So it's a very sexual feel that we have today in the studio.
No, it's improving an otherwise somewhat dreary atmosphere.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Listen, it's day two with Leah, and the first question would be, Leah, what type of response did you get after day number one on this piece of crap radio show?
Well, other than the callers, you mean, saying I was rough around the edges and an odor coming from my legs?
Let that go.
Oh, okay. Other than that, I think I did okay.
Well, we loved having you.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any feedback from anybody at CBS, from Johnny or from Les?
No, Johnny's in New York, but I did tell him of your bit, and he's not sure he should listen, but he is going to listen as he is in New York.
Good. He is.
I don't know if Leslie would have a similar attitude towards such bit.
A sensitive man.
Yes.
A caring man, a sensitive man, a good man.
Well, he'll kick your ass. He's not, you know,
I totally, some of the people I spoke to yesterday at Infinity, I talked to Dan with the Prince Valiant haircut.
Yeah, Dan Mason.
Yeah, and I talked to Ken, and I talked to John Sykes, who is Mel's right-hand guy.
Right.
And let me see, I talked to Gail and Bill.
And anybody but Sue.
And I talked to John Auville. I talked to Eric Bickle. Right, right. I talked to Jason Flame.
Right. Did you talk to Tom Kent?
TK Tom Kent.
Wow. TK liked it.
They all agreed.
How about Mike Beach?
You're a super hit.
Really?
Cool.
You're a super hit.
That's really great.
Absolutely. Unanimous.
Harvey Fisher called and said, never has he heard a better radio show.
I think it's a lock, and it's just, it's wonderful. And you know, not only is it great to have Leah on the show, but for her to actually, you know, not only come on the show, but cater the show now as well. overwhelmingly significant.
That is a one-time deal, though.
Yeah, they
With her catering the show, she has made that abundantly clear.
Well, it's from a restaurant. It's not free.
But it's a lot to carry in here, too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
You're damn straight.
So we ought to get it
very catered. Nice.
Yeah. Well, the Westwood guys, you guys can get it there, right? You have regular catering here, right?
Look at that. His name is Blade.
Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Blade.
Yesterday.
Right, Blade.
Yeah. You're probably wondering how did we spend our swinging day yesterday?
Yeah. Well, when you have a high-powered radio show, what you have to do after, you have to have your post-mortem. You have your little download, and you have to go to a power lunch.
And we went to Shakey's yesterday.
Shakey's Pizza. And
we went to Shakey's because, first off, when we play cards with Buzz, Buzz shakes uncontrollably.
Why?
It's not true.
He doesn't know how to play.
It's a story.
It's not a story.
It's the drinking.
When it's your chance to deal, Buzz, his hands, it's like he's got the palsy.
Can't take the pressure.
He shakes.
People
but also, also, many years ago, back in the day, Buzz worked at a Shakey's pizza parlor.
And he likes to talk about it. He likes to talk about the fact that he worked at Shakey's. Yeah. And as we found out yesterday, over 2 years.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of curious about.
No, I think a whole 2 years.
You logged 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I was just out of high school.
Waiter? Manager?
Yeah, no, making pizzas.
Yeah.
Sing the song, Buzz.
Let's see. We got player pianos, ragtime bands, singing songs, and clapping hands. We serve fun at Shakey's, also pizza. Thank you.
Is that really the jingle?
That used to be many years ago.
Yeah, you might wonder why they went out of business.
Sounds like something from 1942.
Exactly.
That's why you had to quit. They called him to war.
Why they're not around anymore.
They called him to war.
And we might as well have been eating out of Mr. Shakey himself, out of Mr. Shakey's anus yesterday.
Why did all the food taste like cleaning fluid?
Listen, I haven't worked there in decades.
You identified
Answer
what it was.
Answer the question, Buzz.
Because I was saying everything I tasted.
You said, what's the product called?
It's kill grease.
Kill grease?
A lovely pink liquid used to remove layers of grease from the tables.
Wow. Kill grease.
Mm-hmm. Kill grease. Good jello, though.
We are sitting in the Shakey's.
Rob ate his jello in a funny way.
With his hands. And broiled his jello while he was eating his Mojo potatoes.
He was eating his Mojo potatoes with his hands, and he was absolutely thrilled. Nobody could be happier than Charlie Broil.
It's a buffet.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could put his food in a bucket with eggs on top and throw it into his cage, and he would be perfectly satisfied.
Let me just say, though, if you're ever in Los Angeles, whatever you do, avoid the Shakey's on Washington Boulevard.
Great music.
But they had a brunch. At least it wasn't waiting for service. You know, they had a brunch.
A nice buffet.
You know, what's amazing here in Southern California is a regular pizza place also serves enchilada.
And mashed potatoes.
Tacos and corn.
Enchiladas. I'm not sure why that would be.
Every restaurant serves some kind of Latin dish.
Sure.
Well, they do.
No matter what it is. I don't know.
What is that?
It's the weirdest thing.
I get it.
And that's what we did. Now, did you... yesterday you didn't have the 100th episode of...
Oh, my God. I have to apologize to all you people who watched this show last night.
I watched it.
Again, my sister screwed it up. She made me late yesterday, and then yesterday she also made everybody watch the show say... Mm-hmm. She said, oh, they must have... Oh, I should have printed it out on the internet. It said it on the internet, and then when she went to go look at it again, Yeah, it wasn't there.
So it wasn't.
But she swears she saw it.
The 100th episode is next weekend.
Yeah.
Or next Monday.
Monday.
But it was a new episode, right?
It was a new episode.
And
it,
you,
so
didn't,
you
failed
watching.
To tell us the most important fact of the episode.
What?
That we had a chance to see Jerry Stiller with his shirt off.
Wasn't that exciting?
Which is really just terrific.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, good stuff.
That was the line of the show, in my opinion. Don't break the cyst or something like that.
Yeah, I got a cyst that's ready to blow.
That's it. That's
good point, Rob.
And we have a question about your sister.
What?
A personal question.
What?
About her boobs.
What about her boobs?
Are they real?
They're very real.
Really?
Yeah. She had reduction, actually.
You had a breast reduction?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
She had a breast reduction.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. We're all wrong on that. Wow.
Yeah.
40% off.
We were sure that they were a store-bought.
No.
That's how it was.
You might be wondering what kind of things are discussed at Shakey's, and that
this
was...
I can't see your eyes, Mike. Could you move that damn microphone out of the way?
Here we go.
Thank you.
Move that up. Or no, Rob can't. Right?
No, that's all right. You know what? I can tilt it like this.
Rob doesn't have much to say anyway.
Oh, would you stop that?
Nothing of content.
Rob, are you... No, that's
no it's attacking
work.
You.
I really... It's very weird. Thank you. Much there better. Now it's better? In the middle there. Of your face. But that's okay. I appreciate it. Need you to look at the hair, honey.
We've got kind of
I need to get a clear...
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
The hair that doesn't get messed up because I've got my special Imus headphones.
Bag Imus headphones. Everyone else is wearing regular radio headphones.
And Mike?
Mike wears like is the kind that they give you on an airplane.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you know,
it goes under your chin.
I find them comfortable because, you know, they work for me.
They do work for
and
you, honey.
And look at the sunglasses.
Work it, babe.
And look at
work
them.
It.
And no matter what...
L.A. is my lady.
No matter what you say, there is no freaking way, today, tomorrow, or any day, am I ever going out and renting a boat with you.
I have inquired. I have made inquiries. Buzz,
yep.
Rob, Lisa... Also, Charles Broyhill,
yep.
Very interested. Leah, yeah. You're more than welcome.
I know. An appointment.
You know,
good for you, Leah.
So does Don.
No, but I mean.
No, I'm serious,
I
Mike.
Understand.
I have a nail appointment
I
at
understand.
2 o'clock.
That's not a problem.
Mike, so do I.
Well, why don't you want to go out on a lovely cruise? Haven't you gone on vacations where you've chartered like a little sailboat and said you'd had a wonderful time? I was thinking it would be wonderful to have the whole crew.
You know, do you remember when Frieda and I had a boat? Do you remember how much I hated the boat?
Yeah, you did hate the boat.
You had a clean it problem.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
The problem was when you're on a boat, you can't say go to the front or go to the back.
Right.
It's go to the
stem and stern.
Yeah. And
who says that?
All these
Popeye.
Idiots.
You could
all
be
these,
the captain.
All these idiots.
You could be the captain. I'd buy you a hat.
I'll get you an eye patch.
Hold on. My wife is on the line.
And a parrot.
Sweetie.
Parrot. That's my sugar bear.
Baby, do you remember what an awful time we had with that boat?
Yeah, we did hate it, but I'm going to tell Mike, you don't want him on a boat with you.
Why?
You don't want him anywhere near anything moving, any falling pianos out of windows, any boats, any airplanes. Luck is not the greatest. You know, we just found out what happened last night at our beach house.
Oh, now listen, Mike, you are going to appreciate this.
What happened?
Because...
chair that he likes, he's got a spot, of course, where he likes to smoke, watch TV.
Right.
You know what's in that chair right now? A 40-foot tree and, like, all the rain that happened.
Oh, you mean so the tree actually blew right over into his spot?
And wait a minute, hold on.
Tornado at our house, at our beach house.
Now, I know that with Laura... that a lot of times you would come in and say, oh, my God, we had, you know, there were tornadoes in the area, and your wife was positive that...
She saw a tornado touchdown.
Something had happened. Well, I'm telling you that at our place at Ocean City, not only did a tree, a 40-foot tree, fall through the ceiling directly into my room...
Oh, you mean...
inside?
I thought you were trying to, like, out on the deck. This is inside.
No, inside. And
it's,
also...
It's wrecked. The house is crushed.
Oh, my God.
Also, the garage... with my 1966 Mustang?
No.
Another tree there.
Oh, no. So the odds are you did get some kind of tornado touchdown.
Yes. And,
or a microburst or whatever.
And the...
good detective work there, Mike.
The car. Mike.
I'm meteorologist Mike O'Mara. Hey, be careful out there.
And my mother-in-law's car.
That guy in Los Angeles, too. I'm sorry, that guy with the white hair. Be careful out there. Dink.
The brand new car I just got my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
A tree fell on that.
Oh, no.
And crushed her car as well.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's a tiny little neighborhood.
I know what it is.
Wow.
But, you know, I really wanted the hardwood floors.
Oh, Christ.
So, well, now you can get them.
That. Yeah. That's terrible. What a terrible disaster.
Got, actually, I think the hardwood is the trees that are in our house, actually. I mean, I'd like it off the actual trunk before I got the hardwood floors.
So I get this call last night. I'm just in my underwear watching Ocean's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. You're goddamn right, thumbs up, Lisa.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Got the window open. Mm-hmm. Just in my underpants. I got
dancing on the balcony.
And, Mike, did you catch my new Lucky Packer socks I was wearing yesterday?
No, I didn't see those.
Solid green.
Really?
Solid green.
Did you get them out here?
Tennis shoes.
Yeah. With right. Tennis shoes. It's a happening look.
I went to the Big and Tall men's store that Dom DeLuise shops at.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm laying on the bed.
Big and Tall stars.
I'm in my underpants and my Lucky Packer socks, which I have now determined are not lucky.
Well, you got to burn them now because of the tornado.
And and just a T-shirt, and I'm watching Ocean's 11, and I get a phone call from Frida, and she says, Our house in Ocean City is destroyed.
So, I mean, is the house really completely like a wall and a roof and everything?
Honey, tell them what happened.
It's a small house with like their attic stairs to go up to the attic.
Right.
They pulled those down. It was a waterfall.
Oh my God.
So two trees fell on my house.
So you're going to have your house rebuilt.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
Yes, we
have
are.
Insurance, right?
Thank goodness you're handy.
Are you insured?
Oh, yeah.
Are we insured?
Yeah, and it was really only my husband's stuff that really got hurt. I mean, yeah. It was him.
Oh, there you go. No problem.
It was my room with my TV and my special chair.
I get new stuff.
And the garage that had my special car, all of them ruined. And so I'm in the middle of this yesterday, and then my son gets into the mix because he got in a fender bender yesterday, a minor fender bender.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That he's merging onto the beltway,
mm-hmm.
And apparently the guy, he's in the merge lane, and the guy in the left-hand lane speeds up. And
to make it so he can't merge. I mean, he's doing one of those a-hole moves to make it so he can't come in.
Yeah.
So Bart is, Frida's yelling at Bart about this, saying that he was wrong, that, you know, you yield the right of way.
Yeah, even if the guy was an a-hole and tried to squeeze him out, the guy had the right of way.
So my kid's screaming at me yesterday on the telephone. He's saying, but Dad, I said, no, Bart, you were wrong. Mm-hmm. It was your fault. And he says, well, legally I was wrong, but I really wasn't wrong because the guy should have slowed down to let me in.
Where does he get that from?
No.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And it's like, no, it is a flashback. I said, Bart, you're not the greatest driver. I am too a good driver. It's like, oh, if he didn't get this.
And then he's on the phone with me and he says, Dad, Mom is yelling at me. Mom is saying that I've gotten more tickets and been in more accidents already than she's gotten in her entire life.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. And I said, yes, I know. I've heard it before.
Yeah.
I've heard it before.
Well, yeah, maybe it's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to driving. But you've cleaned up your driving record a little bit in the last year or so, haven't
sure.
you?
It has been 4 years since I have been in an accident, had a ticket, done anything. Thank you,
America. Thank you.
But
thank
you. Tell them what happened when Bart pulled over on the side of the road on the beltway to see if there was any damage.
Oh yeah, so my kid gets out of the car to see if there's any damage, and the jerk punches my kid in the face.
Are you serious?
No. Bart says to the guy, yells at him something like, "What the F is wrong with you?" And Bart says, "And never say this to a jerk who's irate. Calm down. Hey, calm down." So the guy calmed down by shoving him and then punching him twice.
Well,
in the
you
face.
Know, I'll tell you.
Any press charges?
Yeah, of course. Any damage that was done, Leah's right.
Now it just equals out. Now.
Absolutely.
Then the guy looked at his car, saw that nothing was done, and he just sped off.
Yeah, but he didn't get the license plate number?
No.
I was freaked out.
No, so I'm getting that, and then I'm getting that the trees have fallen on the house, and that the house is destroyed.
If you're gonna, and this is just advice for anybody that's listening, if you do get in an altercation like that after a traffic accident, and you do want to hit somebody, don't just hit them. Hit them until you kill them, and then put them in the trunk of your car, because otherwise you will be in court for paperwork.
Oh, shut up, Mike. That's stupid. What you need to do is you need to carry a camera in your car, and the first thing you do when you get out of the car is you take a picture.
Right. Everybody thinks like that.
I didn't say everybody thought like that, Don. I said that's what you should do, is carry a camera in your car.
Do you carry a camera in your car?
I sure do.
Really? Do you carry a video camera in your car in case
I don't. Just a camera. And when my little sister got in an accident, the first thing I did is I said, don't give the guy any information. I'll be right there. As soon as I got there, I took a picture of his car, his license plate, and all of a sudden, it was no big deal. No big deal.
Mia Remini, attorney at law.
I'm just telling you. Not to mention, you know what? It came in really handy when I was driving in traffic. Seriously, listen to this. Okay. I'm driving in traffic.
We're listening.
And I look over, you know when you're just kind of like, you know, you're bored, so you just go, let me look at everybody around me. Maybe a little smile here and there, you know. I look over, and there is a guy, what can I say, J-O-ing?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
J-O-ing right next to me.
Was he looking at you when he was doing that?
Okay, people at home can't see this, but he had his shirt like this.
Yeah.
You could explain this, right?
He had his shirt pulled up. He had his shirt in his mouth.
Like that. And going like this.
And he was...
That must have been what he was doing.
Now, wait a minute. So I go, I roll down my window, and I go, are you so effing hard up that this is what you gotta do, you sleazy MF? Right? And you know what he did? Wait, Don, wait.
He said, hey, Lita, it's me.
Don, shut up. Don! So I asked the question, okay? And this is what he did. Watch. Okay.
So he's got a shirt,
he's got his shirt in his mouth.
He's,
right?
He's still getting his shirt on.
He nodded yes.
Wow.
Now, I keep a gun beside my bed right now.
Oh, my God.
Listen, loaded. Ready to go. Okay?
All right.
So, wait a minute.
This is not advice I want to pass on to my son.
Don, listen to me.
If you had the gun in your car, you wouldn't need the camera.
Thank you. So I'm like, for a split second, I went a little crazy. I thought, oh, I got my gun next to me. I don't know why I thought that. So I'm searching in the car. I go, you bastard. And I'm looking through
Did you keep the gun in the car, too?
No. No, it was just a moment of craziness that I just thought maybe I had the gun in the... I don't know what I was thinking.
Because you'd like to keep the gun in the
car. Yes. So I look over and I go, my camera, and I went,
and you took a picture of him?
And I go to turn to take a picture of him and his thing and everything, and he reversed like 80 miles back into I couldn't get it, but I tell you, it scared the crap out of him.
Do you think when he was doing that he was actually looking at you? Do you think he was doing it because he saw you?
Honey, he was looking directly at me.
So it was because of you
that he was
doing that?
He was in a turning lane. I think because the shirt I was wearing was showing a little boob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the what is it called? The save the thank you.
The
seat bench. Harness?
Shoulder harness.
How many guys?
Harness?
How many guys listening?
Put your harness on, damn it.
It was a harness.
Yeah, so the harness, I think, was like pressing up a little. So I kind of asked for it, maybe.
Yeah.
But here he was in the turning lane.
It was your fault.
It was my fault.
You're asking for it.
It was my fault. But he was in the turning lane, stopped at my car. So I know. You know what I mean? But it was just a weird
thing. You know, I have a question. I thought Leah would add a little femininity to the show, but I think she's much more macho than
the gun.
One of you guys.
I like the gun story. That's very cool.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Frida, has that ever happened? I did feel raped and violated. I really did. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I would have sped off being a girl.
No.
You know,
Leah?
I want to catch these bastards.
Can I tell you something?
He wanted you to recognize him.
While you were telling that story, I was getting my jerk off.
Shut up, you idiots. You're an idiot.
To completion.
Shut up.
I've made a mess.
It's not even funny. It's disgusting. I don't understand. Oh, you need a tissue?
Thank you, Rob.
You might be... You gotta be careful in those situations. Yeah. So he might have wanted you to talk to him.
Yeah.
No. He was shocked. You should have seen the look of fear on his face when he saw that camera. And it just gave me such joy.
Right.
It really did.
I drove as fast as I could to get away from that.
Mike, that was so original. Oh, Mike, oh my God, you're so funny.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So the picture's in your wallet right now.
What are you doing? You're just disgusting.
Look at.
What is that?
But can let me tell you something.
Look at, that's my love.
Frida,
that's my love.
Your retarded husband.
That's the color of your love.
Your retarded husband has a napkin. Rob handed him a Coke, a Diet Coke, so they could put stuff on the tissue. And what's even sicker is that I saw the whole setup. It was so stupid. It was so dumb. I saw the whole setup. That's dumb.
Mike, he's red. See a doctor. Because I'm drinking a Code Red.
I'm hanging up. You're all 3-2-8.
All right. I love you, sweetie.
Bye, Frida.
Sweetie, please.
What?
Handle the house that's falling apart.
I'll handle everything.
I'm sorry about that. That's terrible.
As usual.
Yeah. Well, Leah, didn't I tell you before the show that I'm married to a very strong woman?
You did.
I love you, honey.
All right. I love you, too.
All right. I'll see
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Hey, what kind of gun do you have?
I don't know. What's a revolver? It has one of those.
That's good.
All I know is like I can shoot it.
Hello, really? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Oh no, I looked away. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I try to avoid my eyes.
Hello.
Hey, you got a gun.
What?
Hey, Don, that house is effing cursed.
Why?
The same house that had the sewage come up, right?
No, that's true. That's right. The septic tank.
Amityville.
Amityville Horror.
We live in Amityville.
The septic tank overflowed, and we had for a while. We had just S.
That's exactly what happened.
When you walk into the door of that house, do you hear this?
I hear nothing.
I'll never tell.
Hello, it's not a night show.
Get out.
Hello,
get out.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I was calling. I have a place in Ocean City, but it's by secret, and not getting close to giving out your address. But would I be close to where that?
No, my place is by Ocean Pines.
You got rid of the apartment over the bar?
Yeah. Where I was living with J.J. McKay.
So close to the.
Do you have a lot of flies in there when you walk in?
Yeah.
You have a lot of flies that are like on the wall.
A lot of blood coming up from the sink.
Let's go to Gina in New York. Gina, hello, Gina, honey. Are you there?
Hey, John.
Hi, baby.
I was on the highway, and this guy was trying to get my attention. I drive a Land Rover, so I'm a little bit up on the road. And I'm at a red light, and this moron is blinking his dome light in the car.
Yeah.
And I look over, and the moron is J-O-ing.
Oh, man.
What did you do?
He rolls down his window and says, I bet you can suck a mean D.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
I said to him, I thought quick, and I said, no, but I bet your mother can, and I
that
went right through the red light.
That a girl.
Very nice.
That's nice. Go.
Thank you, honey.
That is nice.
I hate it when they say that. It makes me drive away.
Oh, Mike, there you go again with your funny stuff.
Hello, Chris, down in my show. Hello, Chris.
How you doing?
Hey, Chris, you're up.
I just want to ask you, so it's wrong to J-O in the car?
I don't think it's wrong to J-O in the car, but I think if you're J-O-ing in the
car...
Are
you retarded? Do you really need to ask that question, you schmuck?
I think it's wrong to J-O in the car while you're driving.
Well, it's private, kind of.
Oh, shut up.
Has anybody here ever... Seriously, has anyone here ever J-O'd in the car?
No.
Affirmative.
I have.
You must be very desperate. You must be very desperate.
I didn't... I wasn't...
J-O in a car.
I wasn't moving.
It doesn't matter. You must be a very desperate person to sit in your car and J-O.
No.
Even more desperate.
Lisa raised her hand, too. She J-O'd in a car.
She's
no, what it was I actually, I pulled over. I wasn't moving.
Good for you. Mike, you're a liar.
I am telling the God's honest truth.
How horny must a person be
to
not go home?
I was in my early 20s.
Oh, okay.
Where was the car?
You were just a kid.
Just outside
of... just a kid.
I was just outside of Wilmington, Delaware, and I had gone to a store and purchased a magazine. And as I was thumbing through the magazine,
weren't you in a Roy Rogers parking lot?
No, that was passing out drunk.
Oh, okay.
Well, you were just a child.
But I was thumbing through this magazine, and it got me, in the mood. And I pulled over. Actually, down there, right outside of Wilmington, Delaware, there are all sorts of open fields, like with cornfields. And I remember being really paranoid about where I was going to pull the car over to do this. And I went down a dirt road, and Then pulled back on the main drag.
One time when I was just driving, one of those deals you're driving across country from I think I was going from Pittsburgh to New York from job to job. I just got horny.
Yeah.
And I pulled off at a rest stop.
What are you going to do?
You're a liar.
I think there's a big difference between a guy pulling up and looking at a woman and doing that.
That's flashing. I swear on my son's life. You want to know my best J.O. story of all?
Not particularly. Because I think it's really piggish. I don't understand men.
Well, no, it's not piggish to J.O.
No, not at all. I think you should do it at home.
But, okay.
Or maybe get a girl. Ever hear of that? Get a girl.
This is an at-home story.
Get a girl.
This is an at-home story.
Have some sex with a woman.
Okay, listen to this. You're going to be impressed by this.
All right.
I know I've told this before, but goddamn, I'm impressed.
I don't know if this is necessarily going to impress Ms. Remini.
I believe it will.
Good.
It was before I was married.
Yeah.
I was working in Detroit. And it was real, real hot girl over in my townhouse. And all she would do was take her top off.
I hate this story.
And
this is the story about your intensity.
Yes. And all we did was kiss and pet. And I was,
and you had blue.
I was so horny. And I said to her, and she wouldn't do anything.
Right.
And I said, I got to go to the bathroom.
Right.
I'll be right back. And I went in the bathroom. Yeah. And I was sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
And I was working my man.
Yeah.
And
wow, welcome.
And
good morning.
And I was so excited because I thought that I was going to get something, and I figured out it wasn't, but I was so charged up that I actually hit the ceiling.
Okay, well, that part I didn't need to know.
I knew she wouldn't like that part.
That's not manly. I mean, the women don't go, wow, you can shoot it all the way. Nobody cares.
You're not impressed by that?
No woman cares. No woman cares. You know, it's that's not something they tell their children. You know, your dad can shoot from here. No woman cares, Don.
Somewhere out there there's a woman who cares.
Oh, my God, my lung.
BS, babe. BS.
Somewhere,
okay.
You got to admit.
But I'll tell you what I think.
You are not impressed by that.
I'll tell you what I think you did. What was right, what you did was you said, look, I'm not going to be dealing with this idiot who's teasing me all night.
Right.
You're a young man. You know, you have needs. You said, screw this. I'll do it myself.
Yes.
Okay. And then when you probably came back in the room, you're like, you know, this
good
is
night.
Not right. Thank
right.
you very much.
But
you shouldn't
agree.
Be fooling around like this.
It
you probably had
done.
Morals all of a sudden.
It
yeah.
should be done at home most of the time.
Right.
But I think there are, and I'm telling the truth when I tell you that story, there are isolated circumstances where you don't do it at home. I think if you pull up next to somebody in traffic and you're staring at a woman and doing that, that goes into a whole illegal
but
type
Mike,
of activity.
But, Mike, it says something about your sense of control. You cannot control yourself to get home. Then there's something wrong with you.
Now, I thought, at the time, I thought it was extremely controlled.
Guys are horny.
I thought it was...
No, I know that.
I thought it was extremely controlled.
I didn't know they were this horny.
I found a little dirt road near a cornfield and you know, was done and
well, that's good that nobody was around, but God forbid a little child, an innocent child, was running through the cornfield...
Oh, for God's sake.
Great his life was, and then
the corn.
I don't know.
Get out of here!
I believe I threw the magazines out the window. So
that's
littering.
Oh, litter.
Yeah,
get out.
Sorry.
You broke the law. You see, you men are out of control.
Think about it, though. Think about it. And sometime after you're done with the show today, you're going to think of when you go home, when you're sitting down and you're taking a number two, you're going to look up at the ceiling and you're going to say,
oh, my God.
God damn.
No, I'm really not.
You will.
I really won't.
It will come back to you.
I really won't.
No pun intended.
I'll go again. I'll go, who gives a S?
No, you will say, you know,
where
you will
the
say,
hell
you will say,
his how, crap goes?
How come he doesn't have an S on his chest? That's what you're going to say.
No.
You're going to say, wow.
No.
Look at that. And then, and then you're going to find yourself wondering.
I'm really not.
You're going to find yourself wondering.
Did he mention to you that they were cathedral ceilings?
Then you're, hang on a second, Doc.
Hang on a second.
I need to laugh. Cathedral ceilings.
Thank you. She's settled in today. Yeah. Can you tell? She's settled in right now.
Talk of the Olympics.
And then you're going to find yourself wondering.
I like the cathedral ceiling joke.
Could you let him finish?
I'm sorry.
You will. You'll find yourself wondering, could Angelo do that?
Right.
And then you realize. And then you realize that. No, he couldn't.
I could care less.
You realize
all
he
right,
could.
I applaud you then. Good. You
were in your 20s,
you get your stuff on a cathedral ceiling. That's good.
That's one of the beams.
That's good stuff, buddy boy.
I J.O.'d in a church.
That's really disgusting, Don.
I have.
That's disgusting.
Why?
It's really disgusting.
I was a kid.
It's very disrespectful.
I was a kid.
No.
You never said
that's
that
That's not
before.
Good. I don't even want to know this about you.
Get your hand up.
Yes,
on the ceiling.
No,
is that your stud pose there?
No. I'm trying to balance out the microphone so it doesn't keep falling down. Like that's
you never said that.
Only
you did
the
that.
Best.
You never said you did that in the church.
He's right lying,
Leah. You're going to find I don't lie. Nicole, may I help you?
My nose is... Nicole is hanging out.
What, do you have to blow your nose?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
no,
blow
I'm not
going to
blow it. I'm going to lightly press it up. Okay. Done.
All right, well, then, listen, I tell you what. If you don't want to hear about me jailing in the church...
I think it's disrespectful.
Then what I would like to discuss, as long as you're by your nose, is...
Was Father Giggles helping you in that?
No, there was no...
Here comes little Donnie. We're showing him what for.
not Father... Father...
Bill McCracken.
Hello,
this is Father McCracken. Don's late for altar boy practice.
We have to break, but I have to know if you're going to be pissed if I ask you about something.
Right.
So I'm going to write it down.
All right.
Okay.
The famous writing.
I'm pissed about something?
Yeah, something that I want to discuss.
Oh, all right.
Something
don't look, Mike and Rob. Sorry.
Something that you've told me in private.
Oh.
Don't
look, Mike.
Would you not tell me something in private that you would tell Don in private?
Well, you weren't there to get... Oh, I can't believe you complained about...
Can I talk about that?
Oh, yeah, you can. You're so sweet. You see, you're really a sweetheart.
Can I borrow them?
Yeah, you need them?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me
get him out of my bag.
Okay.
I do not know what's going on.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Let me explain. When we were coming out to California,
right.
I didn't pack a razor,
right.
And I didn't pack shaving cream, and I didn't pack
my God, look at the cosmetics this woman
those little
has
itsy-bitsy scissors to trim my mustache, my goatee. Leah mentioned to me the other day that when she was going through airline security,
yes.
that they would not allow her to carry her...
No, they tried.
Her mustache
trimmer.
Scissors.
Right.
And...
Mustache scissors?
Uh-huh. Not scissors. They're like little tiny...
Like pinchers?
No. It's like a little... It's like a very dull, dull razor with teeth on it. Like almost like a...
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what this is, but, you know, for mascara, when you have to get the... clumps off your mascara.
Is that the little thing that's
it's
got
a little,
the little...
No. That's a curler, honey. This is a curler.
That's
show,
called a curler?
Show me your mustache thing.
All right.
Nicole's getting it. It should be in her purse.
It's almost
I took it out on the way back. That's the problem. Because I knew New York would be harder on me.
It's almost like a little rake, isn't it?
And yeah, it's like a little... It's
so
a miniature
it
rake.
The hairs out of
what
your...
What it does
lip?
Is, you know, when you have... What are you laughing at, Don?
I'm laughing at the fact that you have a mustache.
Okay, well, I'd rather have that than not know that I had a mustache and then be in the sun with somebody and then look at these little hairs, which I often see in women.
That's
not to
why
mention
I asked
when
permission.
When women have a blonde mustache, they bleach it.
Right.
Okay, I used to do that until somebody said...
Oh, Nicole doesn't have your mustache clippers.
Oh, you don't?
All right.
I hope I don't have any. Anyway, what happens is then you have just a blonde mustache.
Right.
Okay? Now, these little mustache trimmers, you could just... Like, let's say you just take out your little compact to put on a little gloss over lunch, and you see a little hair on each side...
Oh, the
your
ones
mouth.
Right down here,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, the corners.
Okay,
really...
I'll just take out my mustache trimmer. I don't
so
care.
You don't, so you
and
don't...
I just go bink and bink
so
and
you're
it right off.
So basically plucking them like you would
you
pluck your eyebrows.
You don't pluck them.
So you don't...
It's almost like you shave it.
You don't have like
off.
You don't have like a Teddy Roosevelt type mustache.
No. You just see these little hair, like they're little tiny hairs. Almost,
sure.
You almost can't even see them.
If you let them go, it would probably resemble like what you would see with an Eskimo. You know, the kind of Eskimo mustache where they have it kind of...
Right.
Kind of the,
oh, like a Charlie Chan
mustache. Like a Charlie Chan mustache. Right.
Now, even if you get wax there, they eventually grow back.
Yeah. Right.
And so you don't want to wait... You don't want to wait, go, because with women, we go, okay, I'll wait 4 weeks, I'll have hairy legs or a hairy mustache until I get waxed, but then you look like an ape, and so you get waxed, and for 3 days, you have nice legs and no mustache.
Well, can you bring them in tomorrow? So
tomorrow, you're going to have them, but they try to take them away from me in the thing.
Maybe we can try them tomorrow.
Okay.
Try the mustache thing on our mustaches.
I need to trim my facial hair.
Mm-hmm. It'd be very painful.
It's not for a major mustache.
A few errant hairs.
Well, yes.
You just described it as when you told me that. You said, and they wanted to take away my mustache scissors.
Okay, maybe I'm explaining it wrong. Okay, but it's not, you can't do your whole mustache.
It would probably be excruciatingly painful. You're talking about little downy hairs that appear in the corner of your lip. If a guy tried it with like a real heavy-duty beard hair, it would be excruciatingly painful, correct?
Yeah, and it wouldn't work.
All right, well then never mind.
Oh, all right.
All right, well, you could probably try it on other areas of your body where you might find a downy soft hair.
Like
like my back.
No, back hair probably wouldn't work.
It's only good for like a hair.
You want to talk about a gross picture?
Oh, that's right. You were at the pool with Rob.
Yesterday, Rob and I.
Oh, we were lovely together.
we're laying next to each other. Our big fat stomachs laying next to each other in the pool. And all these hot girls kept walking by. Mm-hmm. And we were so repulsive that the hot girls were sitting in the shade.
Yeah, it's true.
Not even near the sun where you guys had commandeered the area.
There was like five chairs to my left and five chairs to Rob's right.
They're all huddled down together. It looks like some sort of bad scene.
And Rob and I are sweating like pigs, and these girls are actually covering themselves up with blankets.
Right, Mommy, Daddy, come out to the pool. The sea lions are out there.
Meanwhile, Don's got a cigar. I'm doing a crossword puzzle. It's Christmas Day for us.
We could not be happier. And every once in a while, just to flip them out, we do that thing, that gay touching.
We were doing a lot of gay touching yesterday.
Mike and I patented it at the airport. Yeah, Mike.
They were doing it.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Lots of gay touching.
Are you all right?
Never mind. I'm fine.
Buzz didn't even sit near us.
That's true. Yeah, and you know what? Buzz wouldn't even. Buzz?
No.
Also.
Other side of the pool.
Sat on the other side of the
nothing
pool.
Nothing to do with it.
Wearing his old man wife beater Archie Bunker shirt.
There you go. That's right.
And
tiny little pool.
At our hotel.
Very small.
Yeah.
Very small,
but very nice.
So probably like those women had to really work to get away from you guys.
Yeah,
they did.
And then there was the seagulls.
Hovering above, hoping that they'd be able to get some scraps.
That seagull got that hamburger that was, the minute you left, you weren't even away from the pool, and so help me, I saw a seagull with ketchup on his
plates of food. Plates of food under the chaise lounge.
I know you're wondering how a big radio star spend their time. Right. That's what Rob and I did yesterday. We went as a group, we went to Shakey's.
It's all going to change today when we get on our boat.
I'm not getting on the boat with
you.
John,
you should go.
I'm not going. You go.
Just getting your nails done.
Appointment.
So do I.
Work around her.
All right, let's clear the lines.
Bring the manicure.
Let's give $100 away right now. 877-365-3636. The celebrity burp. For Christ's sake, if you didn't get it with yesterday's clue, mm-hmm. you're going to get it with today's clue.
Yeah, you could probably have a guy. I could probably have a good clue for you today. But I'll talk to you about it during the break.
It can't be anything. Write it down.
All right.
More notes. You know who we're talking about. Write it down.
That's the clue.
Are
you going to go that way?
Very similar.
Very good.
Do you think what's throwing people off is you keep saying celebrity? I don't think you should say celebrity.
Hope she's trouble, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Honey, in my mind, this woman is a celebrity.
She's trouble.
And the one that we have lined
up. No, I don't think it's fair that you tell people they're stupid when you say celebrity. Celebrity means celebrity.
She is someone who has been on the show many times.
Yeah.
You're much more awake today than you were yesterday.
Yeah, because I got up and I had three cups of coffee before I even got here.
All right. We'll just settle down.
Sorry.
Trim your mustache.
I went home.
Let's get the 100th caller, okay?
I was working on my being rough around the edges.
God damn, are you sensitive?
Wow. She's an actress, of course.
Woman,
she's sensitive.
Are you sensitive?
Oh, yeah.
One guy calls yesterday and says you're rough around the edges, and it's like 24 hours. That's all you're talking about.
No, because all the callers who called, the men, were just disrespectful.
Not all of them. Leah?
Buzz.
Leah, you are rough around the edges, and it's wonderful.
Leah, can I have your snot rack?
No.
Please?
No. Please? You're going to do something disgusting.
He is going
to.
Yes,
you're going to lick it. I don't want you to do that. It's inappropriate.
Please?
No. You're sick.
Would you please just give me your snot rack?
No.
She knows you, man.
That's right.
She knows, and you were going to lick it. Tell everybody you were going to lick it.
Yes, I was.
There you go.
Call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
The Don and Mike Show. Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Show some pink.
Yeah.
What?
It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Fred's dead.
Freddy's dead.
The head. Call 100 time. Hello, Donna Mike Show. We're getting a call from New York, right? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Speak to us.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
I'm the caller 100.
No, not me.
Yes.
Yes, my friend. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What is your name? ¿Cómo te llamas?
His Luis. Name is profiled by the airlines.
Wow.
No.
What is your name?
Luis.
And where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
There you go.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm a truck driver.
A truck driver.
Truck driver.
Well, you have won a pair of tickets to see the Godfather workout, a parody in 12 rounds.
Godfather.
Excuse me, Rob. Now on stage at the American Palace Theater in Manhattan. For tickets, call Telecharge 212-239-6200. Listen, are you familiar with the clues that I've given thus far in the celebrity burp?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Anybody up for a wager?
I'm
prepared to put $1 million on the line.
That he won't,
that you
he
bet. That he...
What?
You put it.
Put it.
You got me young guy, baby.
All right, then, you know what, Mike? I will bet you $100 that he gets it.
$100 between me and you, all right.
But I'm allowed to give him the clue.
Yeah.
Another clue.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't need a clue.
What is it?
He doesn't need a clue.
I listen to this.
All right.
All right.
He doesn't need a clue.
All right, very good.
Well, then, let's do this. Let's play the burp. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you good speed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Or should I say, Godspeed.
Interesting. That could be very wrong.
Good speed. And Godspeed. Think of all the clues that we've given.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Here we go. Now, for $100.
Don,
yes.
Don is your lovely wife, Frida.
Ah!
Wow.
I owe Mike $100.
Wow.
You incredible dumb ass.
That wasn't it. I thought it was it.
No.
Dumb ass.
Stop it.
Mike's holding
out. Thank you.
That's good for
you. I appreciate that.
I have to go to the
ATM. I think
that
was a very good guess. I thought it was his wife, too.
Do you know, that's going to pay for somebody to go on the boat cruise for free.
Would you let Don off the hook for the $100 if he came on the boat?
Yep. Absolutely.
No way.
Has to pay his own way.
I gladly, you know what, I'll give you $200.
$200? That two people get to go on the boat cruise for free.
Okay,
yay.
What did the guy win?
Whatever the thing is I gave him. The tickets to the play in New York.
What play?
It's a one-man show. He does the entire Godfather trilogy.
Don't question everything.
I thought
everything.
You were going to give away $100.
We were if he was to guess the identity of the celebrity.
Don is your wife.
It is not my wife.
That's
not
your wife, as sure as I'm driving my truck.
That is not. It is not.
Oh,
thank
I know
you,
who it is.
And don't forget that every guest is a clue
for you.
A clue for you.
We're sorry.
Do you really know?
You got
write it down if you think you know.
Write it down, Leah. Let's see. Now, if Leah gets it, and she's not heard a lot of the clues...
Right.
And she's only really been listening to the show now for one day.
This will be... If Leah gets this, I'll be very surprised, because she's been here one day.
Mm-hmm. She got it.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
See, I told you. I mean, even when she's 3,000 miles away, she tracks with the show.
Savvy.
That's very, very good. That's
she
very impressive.
Listen, we wanted to call those Star Wars guys in Seattle. Mm-hmm. However, they've changed their cell phone number, and they are no longer just taking calls from disc jockeys.
Oh, right. What, because they've gotten too heavy?
Sure. Yeah. So now we just keep getting a message. Rob, let me see now. I can... What is the deal that I can't...
You can't put their message on there, but you can dial it, pot it down once it picks up, and after the beep, leave a message.
I can't believe they changed their number.
We never have to dial. Is it star what?
82.
Never hurts to be a dumbass in America.
America embraces the dumbass.
America, the home of the dumbass.
Excited to see episode 2?
Yes, they probably have an agent now. They're probably getting the book rights. So
these guys, these are two idiots who have sat in front of a... These two idiots have sat in front of a theater in Seattle since January.
Oh, waiting.
Okay, all right, come on.
Star Wars.
Episode 2.
Jeff Tweeten. And we were the first disc jockeys to call them.
Right.
And we ordered them a lap dance.
We do that again, and I bet nobody else has done that for them. That's
true. Hit one.
Please enter your area code and telephone number, followed by pound. 4.
What?
What is this?
Why did you tell me to hit one?
I thought their message was the variety that if you have to leave a message,
please
you hit
one. You can be reached.
No.
To send a numeric page, press 1.
No.
To leave a voice message, press 7.
Just press 1 and put your number in.
Please begin recording at the tone.
Okay, there we go. Hey, Jeff Tweeten, it's the Don and Mike Show.
You might remember us. We're the guys that sent you a lap dance when you first started your little marathon waiting game for Star Wars.
And remember then you said hi to us on the Today Show with Matt Lauer? Well, here it is, almost time for the movie, and we were wondering...
if we could send you another lap dance.
Because it's been 4.5 months that you guys have been waiting in front of the theater in Seattle.
We'd love to send you someone else, and perhaps we're thinking, of course, selfishly, that you'll get some more national publicity for us.
And this time I promise you that the lap dance will include a form of manual release.
That's right. Even though that type of thing is frowned upon among the legal community in Seattle, we'd love to do it for you.
We'll find a girl now. I'm going to put you on hold, and Rob A. or Lisa. Hey, Lisa, I'm going to put them on hold. You give them the hotline number here, okay? All right. Hold on. Nice talking to you guys. All right, so.
Goodbye, then.
So those two idiots have been sitting outside since January.
Right.
Hey, Joe, do you have the tape of when they originally, when we called them, like, 4 months ago?
It's a typed label to your right, Joe.
I got $100. No, just kidding.
That says Joe can't find it.
High roller.
I'm not taking that bet.
He'll find it by, you know, he'll find it by the end of the show.
There are two cards, actually.
Yeah.
The first when they say hello to us in the beginning, and then at the end of the interview.
Thanks, Donna Mike.
Is it the tweeting guy that does the plugs for us? Is he the guy? Because he's the guy that I believe was the most impressed by the lap dance.
I think he really dug it.
They're in their 20-somethings,
college students. They don't work or they don't go to school or anything.
They have a website.
How wonderful.
And for 4 months, they've camped out in front of this theater. Like dumbasses waiting for Star Wars.
But, you know, as dumbasses as they are, they're getting incredible national publicity. They've been on the Today Show. They've been on Entertainment Tonight. All the major news magazine shows for entertainment have gotten them on the air. Because,
but, but we had them first.
We
And now we got to capitalize on that.
And more importantly, we gave them a lap dance. I mean, we sent somebody out there, you know, and that was fun. But then we forgot about it while they were continuing to get their national publicity.
And you're giving them more press.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, because because it's a follow-up, Leah.
Gotcha.
Okay, here is a... Let's now go back in time to January. Here is Matt Lauer on the
Joe, we're going to need a harp sound effect.
Let's go. Roll it.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Tweeten, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
do... Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that.
All right, turn it off now, and they throw us another one at the end of this.
He really forced it in there, which made it funny.
Yeah.
Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Right. Dude.
That's the sound. That's the sound of a guy that's got a lap dance.
You know, can I tell you one other thing? The movie theater, they're in front of the Cinerama.
All right, turn it off. Who cares what he's saying now? Thank you. And he found the harp sound effect as well.
You can tell the stories also that Matt Lauer's phoning it in on, you know, where he's just absolutely no preparation, just reading the prompter.
Episode 2.
Episode 2. Here they are. Hi, guys. Great. Thank you. Bye.
That's definite 9 o'clock hour material.
What the hell is he going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
I got on my show. Hello.
Leah?
Yeah?
Do you love the mysticism?
The what?
Oh, that's a Star Wars thing from the last... We're going to do bits. And as a matter of fact, Rob, the movie opens this weekend, right?
Right.
It's just 2 days away.
We are going to have to send you out with a tape recorder here in Los Angeles.
Oh, to get the real super fans.
Sure.
This is a guy that we found 2 years ago when the last Star Wars movie was coming out.
Yeah.
We sent out, Rob, we wrote a bunch of questions, real mean-spirited questions.
Of course.
About why these idiots would wait in line for Star Wars.
Right.
And here's one of the answers that we got.
Oh, okay.
This is great.
I like the mysticism.
Jesus. The mysticism.
I like the mysticism.
These are the pocket protector guys.
Yeah.
The nerds.
I like the mysticism.
Wearing the uniforms of all the characters.
It looked like 200 people that were all the collector from The Simpsons, the guy that has the comic book store.
Yeah. Answer me these questions three.
I'm really delighted that I'm only eighth in line here to see the opening of the show.
Very exciting, and also Han Solo represents something of a rebel.
I like the mysticism. It really is something that really intrigues me. me. The way Lucas has crafted this particular film.
And one of them gets his arm cut off in this one.
With
a lightsaber.
Because in the first, I think it's in Empire Strikes Back that Luke loses his hand and they replace it with a mechanical hand.
But there's more Natalie Portman in this, right?
That's good.
Yeah, you can have that. You can have that, Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is like, that's like Winona Ryder. That's like those two, you could line them up together.
I like both of them.
I wouldn't have them with your D.
I dig both of them. But Natalie Portman is definitely on my list.
She's like a very pretty girl.
Thank you, Leah.
Gross anorexic.
No, she's not gross.
Anorexic. She is gross. And she is anorexic.
She's beautiful.
Skinny girl.
She's very skinny.
She's thin.
I don't like her. I don't like her.
She's beautiful.
She's slender.
She's very, very beautiful.
Hello,
she is very, very beautiful.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. This is Dean from Wisconsin. I was listening to the Mitch Show yesterday, and they said one of them's going to be paid to leave, one of them Star Wars guys.
One of them's going to be paid to leave? Who would pay them to leave?
To leave before the show came out. So I was wondering if you heard anything on that.
Who would pay them to leave?
Before the show?
Mitch Album. Mitch Album. That's all I heard.
Oh, Mitch Album? Oh, another guy with a radio show.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving.
Thank you, my friend.
What's at lunch with
Maury.
Maury.
Jesus. That guy, he's a tool also.
Jesus
Christ.
But well, what's funny is I'd love to be on the meeting, you know. Hey, Don and Mike did this. I have an idea. Let's pay them to leave.
Right.
I mean, that was like, and somebody thought that was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, high fives all around.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
To Shakey's.
Hey.
Hi.
Going to give some support to Leah.
Oh, go ahead, baby.
She doesn't need it. She would find.
Well, just wanted Thank to you. Say, Leah, that you have to be a very strong woman to stand up to these two guys.
Oh, yeah.
Love them to pieces. They can be a little abrasive.
See? She loves
you.
Oh,
you know, that's a wonderful sentiment. F you.
Shut up. Shut up. Don't call her a whore.
See, she is strong.
Oh, I
she
like,
is strong. We
I
know
like
she's
how
strong.
The guys call in talking about.
Listen, I got a message for you.
And
see you in Toledo.
Gangbang.
Whore.
And. Don't you call a woman a whore.
They're not hurting my feelings.
Okay,
it's
good.
Okay.
She knows
Thank
the show.
You for the yeah. call, sweetheart.
She, Leah, she
You're
knows.
You're welcome.
She
you
knows we mean it out of love.
Women whores.
Listen,
we mean it
out of love.
My bung. Dickweed.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a whore.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
There she
that
goes.
Was very sweet of her to call.
It was a nice call.
Yeah.
Jesus
Thank
Christ.
Thank you, Rob.
Get over it, Leah. Now,
it's very odd to have somebody call in with a positive message, I know.
They love you.
Curse her out.
They love you.
Yeah, thank you. They love you. She said she loves you guys.
Hello, pieces.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Mike?
Yeah, well.
This is Natalie Portman.
Hi, Natalie. Natalie, I must tell you, I am an enormous fan. I think you're one of the most beautiful women in film.
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
That's terrific. I'm glad you called. I mean, it's a real thrill for me. I know. I know Don's not a big fan.
I wouldn't F you with Mike's D.
That's what Don said. I hope you're not offended by that.
No. That's fine. Actually, I would be interested in a threesome with you and Leah, though.
Well, I don't think Leah would go for that, but how about just you and me?
You're a skank.
Just let me close this deal first. How about just you and me, Natalie?
Well, okay, Mike.
Okay, wonderful. When shall we? Are you out here in L.A.?
Well, no, actually, I'm in New York right
now. Well, when I'm back in New York, please call the radio station and we'll hook up.
And don't you want Natalie to powder her face like in that
yes.
last Star Wars movie?
And wear the outfit, too.
She looks like the guy in powder.
Yes, wear the outfit.
Medallia.
Wear the outfit, of course, that. Sans lingerie.
I got you.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I actually just wanted to get on and say hi to Leah.
Well, she's right here, sir.
Oh, hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I'm a huge fan. I have been a fan of yours since, like, I was a teenager many years ago.
Not okay. that old.
And he's also been drinking since the sun
thank
came
you.
Out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Thank you very much.
You ever get your jerk on?
What's that?
Nothing. Don't answer his ridiculous question.
No.
Honey,
no.
don't bring it there. Please don't.
Have you ever gotten your jerk on while thinking about or looking at a picture of Leah?
Don't answer, sweetheart.
I watch King of Queens every Monday night. What else do you want me to say? How's that?
Honey,
just answer.
Don't go there. You're a sweet man. You're a sweet young man.
I am going to be forced to turn your microphone off. Her microphone is on. Answer the question.
I don't want to be rude to Leah. You know what I mean?
No, she is. Listen, her microphone is off. This is now, it's just. I turned off buzzes as well. answer the question, has she or has she?
She's coming over to your microphone. She's coming over to your microphone.
Don't answer.
Have you ever pleasured
yourself? Don't answer.
Have you ever pleasured yourself to Leah Remini's pictures?
Don't answer.
Have
maybe
you?
Maybe not pictures, but, you know. I could say she's inspirational.
Okay, that's a very nice way of putting it.
Thank you.
The answer would be yes.
Thank you.
Twice.
Come on.
Thank you for trying, sweetheart.
You don't think that guys pleasured themselves when you were in that Stuff magazine?
Well, that's a private thing that they should probably keep to themselves.
I'd like every guy.
As long as they don't do it in a moving car.
I'd like every guy who's pleasured himself to Leah to call the show down.
Then I'm leaving the room because I think it's disgusting.
Okay, the lines are jammed.
It's a compliment.
It is a compliment, but I don't want them talking to me that way because I think it's very disrespectful.
They could just call and say yes or no. Yes, I have. No,
I don't think they should be forced to call to say something disgusting.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, this is Kyle. I just wanted to sing Leah a song.
Go ahead.
Is it disgusting?
Leah, give him a chance.
You put one leg over your shoulder.
Shut up.
Put the other leg over your shoulder.
Shut up.
That's for you, baby.
Hey, thanks.
That's a good song. What's the title of that song?
You put one leg over your shoulder.
It's called P-Love.
It's good stuff. Good stuff, buddy.
Patton Oswalt calling in.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I called yesterday. I said Leah was a little rough around the edges.
Oh, here you are. I have no idea what you did.
I have to apologize about that. She did a lot better today. She came in early. She came in on time, but you just got to, you know, keep her a little more quiet.
Oh, now I have to be quiet.
All the comments that she's making are really annoying. I mean, come on.
What's your name?
This is your fan. This is your number one fan.
What's your name?
I'm the thermometer salesman.
Yeah, but what's your name?
His name is Jim.
Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim.
Yesterday you said, hey, talk, why don't you speak up?
Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
Okay, you ready? Are you ready to stop talking for a second? Jesus, you talk more than me. Are you done?
It's my left ball.
Yes, honey.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Honey. Go ahead, honey.
Oi, shut up already. God. Yesterday you called and you said, why don't you speak up? You're a little rough around the edges.
I didn't say why don't you speak up.
Didn't he say that yesterday?
No, it was somebody else who said
that. You're rough around the edges, that's all.
Okay, and now I'm annoying.
Well, I mean, you know. Yeah.
But this guy's a dick.
We've established the fact that this guy's a dick.
But I am very annoying.
That's what I want her to say.
But I'm very annoying.
But you're a dick.
Then I'm a dick, yeah.
No, you're a pure dick.
No, I
you're a turbo dick. You're a robo dick. You look up dick in the dictionary and they use your picture.
Come on.
All right. Have a good day, you guys.
All right.
Goodbye.
You too.
Good luck selling those thermometers.
Yeah.
No problem, man.
It's a happening job.
It's a neat job. And remember, he sells thermometers for gas grills.
Oh, that's a sucks job.
Because we know that's an important... I still don't get that.
Nor do I.
Makes America
Don
safe.
Donna Mike, hello.
Not on a Duquesne.
Can answer your question?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, Dylan. This is Chris from Philly.
Hi, Chris.
Let me tell you, the pages of my Stuff magazine are stuck together.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello. That was a yes call, I believe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I always pleasure myself to Leah.
Mike Landis.
You know, Morris Jones lives in L.A. now.
You know, we were discussing that, actually, at Shakey's yesterday.
Yeah. Is this the Mike Landis guy?
I have his personal phone number right here.
You have Morris Jones' personal phone number.
I definitely do. Put me on hold. You can call him right now.
Okay. All right.
Morris Jones is a TV personality from Washington who moved to La La Land.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Leah.
She's here.
She's not speaking.
Hey,
I think she's chosen not to speak right now.
Hey, every Monday night.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, yes. The answer is yes.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you.
Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi. Could I say hello to Leah, please?
She's here. I don't think she wants to
She
speak,
may not
though.
Be speaking right now.
She's not happy.
She's protesting. This would be her first protest on the show.
I think she's super hot.
Just answer yes or no.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I pleasure her to my screensaver on my computer.
Leah, by maybe a show of your hand, how long will the protest be lasting?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I have.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
About 6 minutes, six,
hello.
7 minutes.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, this is Ed from Philly. I called and talked to you guys a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Ed.
And then I called back and gave you the numbers on the how many calls I got from the jokes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Bedroom.
Yeah, I got a lot more calls that night. Didn't realize you guys were on tape delay in so many cities.
Well, we're happy we could help. What would you estimate the total number of calls were?
Oh, I had close to 3,000 calls.
Wow. God damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, Leo, the deal is if someone wants to call the show and tell a joke, we make them give out their phone. We make them give us the phone number. And if we don't laugh at the joke, we give out their phone number.
I don't think we've ever had a winner, have we?
No, never. And our listeners then call them and harass them. And it's to make people feel stronger about their material.
Yeah.
To make them feel sure that what they're doing. And now your sister is holding you a note up that said what?
Spoke with Charlie because Charlie yelled at her today.
But everything's fine now.
Charlie yelled at your sister?
Yeah.
Why did Charlie yell at your sister?
All that we demanded is a cup of coffee. And Charlie felt it unnecessary to provide me with a Starbucks coffee.
He does that a lot. Now signs being held up all over from our producer. Lisa has held up a sign. He does that a lot. He does that a lot.
Leah.
I think that's inappropriate.
You realize that as you're driving to where we do the show from here, mm-hmm. close to your studios, mm-hmm. there's a Starbucks mm-hmm. right on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
And? Your point is?
Okay, there are parking spots out front of the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe on your way.
Charlie should have stopped. And
No. Maybe on your way.
Oh, you mean with all the fruit, Rod? Like,
see, I knew
I
she was.
For you guys,
I was going to say that.
And the muffins and the freshly squeezed orange juice. Candles. And ashtray.
See, she does have a sign.
Selfish bitch.
Welcome to L.A. Don. That's what right. Nicole is saying.
That's it's the right. sword
that cuts both ways.
Lost again.
I believe you're going to have to get...
I will always beat you.
You forget that those muffins were my power.
I believe you are going to have to get your own coffee.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think so.
No. Is it all going to come down to that? Is it going to come down to a cup of coffee?
I thought it would be nice of Charlie.
You are a regular girl.
I know that, and I act like a regular girl.
No.
That was the only thing I asked for.
Rob?
Yes?
We drive together. Would you be... I'd be more than willing to stop.
I mean, I stopped.
Coffee.
Angelo got up early to cut the fruit up.
What? Let me write it down. I will get it for you tomorrow. What type of coffee would...
A double cappuccino tall.
Oh, well. I don't
that's
have any women in my life.
That's
see.
What a real man is.
No. You know what a real man is?
No.
A real man is someone who looks at a TV star and says, honey... Pull your car up to Starbucks and get your own coffee.
I can do that.
Let me explain why I'm doing this. Hold on. I am going with the argument
of
the muffins.
Of course, I do it every day. I just that today we were stopping off. We did not want to be late. We got the fruit,
and
the muffins.
Did we get your coffee for you today?
No.
There is the order. Rob has it in his hand.
Did Lisa go get your coffee for you today?
Lisa and Nicole went.
Isn't Nicole being paid to be here?
Not much.
But isn't she being paid to
she
be
had to
here?
She hire a babysitter to be at her house every morning because she usually takes her kids to school.
Wow.
But instead, she's here with me.
And we appreciate that.
Do you take cream or sugar?
A sugar.
One sugar?
Please.
Like one packet of sugar?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I will not be going into the Starbucks.
No, tomorrow I don't want you to go. Tomorrow I'm going to go myself because I don't have to stop off and get you guys food.
It's delicious.
Well, I thought I was going to go, though.
No. I don't want you to now.
I'd love
Don
to.
Is calling me a diva.
Well...
It's just a nice thing to do.
If
we asked Charlie last night, would you mind having a coffee there? I mean, God, we didn't know we were going to have more than enough time to get it this morning. So we asked Charlie, can you get it, being that we were 5 minutes late yesterday.
And Charlie yelled?
Yeah.
Where's Charlie?
Nicole, come here. Tell us what Charlie said to you.
I thought that was very nasty.
Let's find out if Charlie actually yelled or if perhaps Nicole is embellishing.
Okay.
Because usually he doesn't yell. He basically shows his anger by gestures, like a nasty tone.
Nicole, what did Charlie say to you?
Charlie said, "You are a producer on the show, aren't you?"
Yeah.
And you said, "I did bring food today, didn't I?"
Right.
Yeah, and then
he said,
"We'll talk when you get back."
And
then
did
yelled at Lisa.
He
did an eye roll to Lisa. What's that about?
But
I think we need Mr. Broyhill.
I am going to defend Charlie when I did go and talk to him.
Yeah.
He said that he thought I was mad.
It doesn't matter. You asked him yesterday, would it
I
be
did,
all right
I
if
did.
You get
I did.
A
you know
Starbucks
he
coffee?
He said that he thought he'd wait till we got here.
We are live from Los Angeles.
He didn't want it to be cold.
Can I tell everybody what Mike
did
and I
did? Did he get off his ass when he saw us walk in?
No, he didn't.
And go, oh, let me go get coffee. Let me see if Don wants any. Mike, Rob, Buzz, the engineers.
Live from Los Angeles.
Do you realize that we get our own coffee every day?
I thought it would be nice to have coffee here for you when you arrive.
I don't get coffee. I actually buy
we discussed
small
this
bottle
yesterday
of malt liquor.
You get migraines.
Or Tai Chi.
We discussed this yesterday.
I don't know what the hell they're
called. I don't get my own soda pop.
John Moonves on line
soda.
3.
My Diet Coke, Mr. Spiewak, actually.
Oh.
Or Code Red. He gets me my Code Red.
So your Code Red is here, but Leah's coffee comes
here. So we're finding out that maybe Mike's a little diva and has to have little red blue something here.
Excuse me. I was just the one that said I'll stop and get your double cappuccino tie with my dad.
But you didn't defend when I said what is the big deal to have it here.
I couldn't get a word in edgewise, but I would be more than happy to get the double cappuccino. Why am I being attacked for absolutely nothing?
Sorry.
God. All I was trying to do was make just a little peace out here in Los Angeles. Jesus Christ.
I think both of you girls can just get your own coffee.
We will. And you'll get your own fruit, your own ashtray.
Could you get
I'm taking my damn candles back so it's not like funk in here.
If you leave the candles, I dig the candles.
Okay.
I dig the candles because it is kind of a dank environment.
Right.
It's very nice. You are a very nice person.
Yes. Okay.
But
and then
you
I did buy you a steak dinner that you complained
you
about.
You are not a diva.
All right.
I did think you said they were in little tins. Like,
yeah, you did.
You pretend to be a diva, but you're not a diva.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you did buy us very nice takeout food.
Yeah.
You did.
Right.
And you also bitched because we were late when it was not our fault.
Prior to your arrival. I didn't bitch when you got there.
But you bitched prior to our arrival.
That's true.
And then you made us stop and buy you cigarettes.
That was sweet of you.
When you certainly could have.
Do you know what would solve this whole thing? Both of you, hold on just a second. Let me interject here. Hold on just a second. Both of you, let me simply say this. All of this tension would just be, would evaporate if both of you would come out on a little sailboat cruise today.
I'm not going on a boat with you.
It would be wonderful.
I'm
we
not
would
going
have
on a boat
drinks.
With you.
We would have the sun.
I'm not going on a boat with you.
Cheese, wine.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi,
Leah.
Hi.
I called to give my perspective on a woman's side of Monday night.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so you also, you get the stinky pinky?
What'd she say?
This woman is saying that she, are you saying you pleasure yourself when you're watching the show,
King of Queens,
as a woman?
It's so beautiful, yes.
Well, that's quite a compliment.
That is
now.
A compliment.
You diddle yourself.
A woman to say that? That's okay.
So that's okay. If
well,
a guy says
she's not
it.
Being piggish.
What do you mean she's not being piggish?
Well, I've never heard that before. So that's
is that nice. To Leo, or do you do it to Jerry?
Oh, yeah, that we should ask that. Or Kevin.
Or Kevin.
No.
Well, what's the deal with Kevin wearing the backwards cap all the time?
Well, you know, it's his thing, babe.
Really? Is that what he does all the time?
It's his thing.
All right, I wasn't sure.
All right.
What about how are Kevin's hair plugs?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, in every scene last night, almost every scene, he's got the backward cap on, and I was wondering whether he was having something done.
How are the hair plugs coming?
That's his. He doesn't have hair. He doesn't. What do you mean coming?
Well, since he's had the surgery.
I don't know anything about his hair surgery.
Since he's had. Have you seen him wearing the turban?
Does he ever come on the set and, like, wear that backwards hat all day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
wondering. But he's insecure about his hair. I don't think it's very, it's not nice.
Is he a bleeder?
Especially being a man, to talk about the hair loss of a man.
Is he a bleeder?
I mean, there's ever any blood?
Rob, shut up. Your two hairs.
How long ago did Kevin start to get the procedures done?
I don't know. It's obviously before I met him.
No, I think it was the beginning of last
year. So
it wasn't.
So Kevin started to have the hair procedures before you met him.
I don't know, but he's never had a surgery since I've known him. I would know about it.
Who on the show do you think has had the most plastic surgery?
I don't think anybody's had plastic surgery.
Really? What about Jerry?
What? How do I know?
Jerry hasn't. There's no way.
Well, I'm thinking
he looks good though. He looks good. He looked good with his shirt off last night.
Yeah.
Todd and Mike show. Hello.
He could have joined us.
Hey,
at the
Don.
Pool.
Hey, Steph.
Hi. Yeah.
I am currently in my car.
Shut up.
Myself.
Oh, okay. No.
Hey, I have another question for you, Dad.
Okay, what?
How is Lisa dealing with the fact that she is no longer the hottie on the show?
She's very much a hottie on the show. Thanks for all your negativity.
She is close to suicide, sir.
You crashed your car into a friggin' bus.
Close to suicide. Watch it, Miss Negative, okay?
Anguish.
Yeah, hello. And you can't say that. You got to say Jay Owen. Jay Owen.
I'm sorry. Hello. Can I get
Don and Mike show?
Hi, this is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Oh, myself up.
Yeah, I wanted to give a positive spin to Leah. I think she's great on the show.
Oh.
I think you guys are being too hard on her. I'm a former.
How are we being hard on Leah? How are we being hard on her?
Because she sounds like a sensitive person, and you guys are like jumping all over her.
Sweetie, wait a minute. What were you going to say? You do what?
No, I'm a former New Yorker.
Thank you.
And I grew up in New York, and I moved out of there about 7 years ago.
Listen,
all right, thank
And I was a big fan of, what do you call it, King of Queens, but yeah. My schedule kind of changed, so I don't get to see it.
Listen, you could tape it.
Hold on. How are we being too hard on Leah? We are treating her like a freaking princess.
No, they are treating me very well, I have to say, and they are treating me like a... really, like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the callers who are being harder on me than Don and Mike.
No,
Don and Mike being
Leah,
sweet.
Do you have enough water over there?
Oh,
you
don't
okay?
Try to play it off now.
Do you have enough water?
We'll see what you do tomorrow morning.
Okay, we're going to get you the double cappuccino tall with one sugar.
Uh-huh,
thank you. Remembered
so
it.
Committed it to memory.
All right.
Committed it to memory, yes, ass.
I will accept that mantle. I will kiss her ass all day long.
Hello,
absolutely.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, I think I'm kind of appalled by the way you guys are treating Leah.
This is Glenn the janitor.
The janitor.
No,
yes, it is. You are a man. You are a man.
Her pictures and
a you're a man.
It was more like a four tissue issue, baby.
Right, hang on, Glenn.
Hey, LaBuzz, be nice to me. I'm going to come over there and put my foot in your ane.
Yeah. Get out of here. Goodbye, Glenn. Hang up on that guy.
It's Glenn the janitor.
Oh, what's that?
Regular caller likes to call as a
douchebag.
New York.
Dummy. Right. Idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, could I ask, hey, is this Mike, Don?
Yeah, and Mike, we're all here.
I'm sorry, guys. Hey, I was just going to ask Lee. I noticed on the King of Queens that it appears that Kevin has more hair now than he did when the show first began.
Really?
His hair grows, sir.
No, I think they're just doing his hair differently.
Does he paint his bald spot?
I think he might.
We have to interrupt you because let us explain. He is doing a call that someone made to Larry King one time. He is recreating it. Do we have that? Paint your bald spot?
We'll play it coming out of the next break.
Okay. It's too long. But a guy calls Larry King and said, you appear to have more hair than you used to.
And where did Larry King
do you paint your bald spot? And Larry King gets just irate at the guy.
He does?
What do you care? Maybe I had more hair back then.
By the way, something. Why do you care? And the caller just keeps going, paint your bald spot. And Larry hangs up on him by going, sick.
And what I was doing with you, with Kevin, was what I saw on the Dick Van Dyke show once, where Laura Petrie goes on this talk show.
Coast to Coast Big Mouth.
And at the very end, the guy says to her, so, how is Alan Brady's toupee?
Right.
And she says, oh, it's great. Or he says to her,
have you ever seen, does Alan Brady wear his toupee at the swimming pool or at his house or something like that?
And she says, oh, yes, he wears it everywhere. And then the guy says, Alan Brady wears a toupee. And he does like a little jig,
right.
Which is why I was asking you. And in essence, what you did, I think if we review the tape, you said that, you in essence said that Kevin has had hair plug surgery, but it was before you knew him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's... I've never really talked to Kevin about his hair.
Have you ever gone into his dressing room and he has all his toupees on styrofoam heads?
He doesn't have toupees, Rob.
Like Alan Brady.
Rob, you're so funny.
Thank you.
Coming from someone with no hair.
Hey, hello. It's short. I can grow it out all day.
Short,
we got a break.
Okay, if that's what you tell yourself. All right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Looks different because I have a big head.
Oh.
Am I able to take? I can't take that. We got a break.
Yeah.
We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
I'm sick. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn right.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, Dead Ted Knight. Also, it's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Should be super fun. Craig Wolfen Day. And someday this week, we have front row Stones tickets to give away.
Wow. Yeah. The Stones, Mick, is going to be fantastic. We just took a blimp into the Bronx.
And we have Mr. Skin coming in this week and all kinds of stuff. I think we are setting up a Catholic to Catholic, maybe from our... For our next break.
Very good.
I think we're setting that up.
Very good, I should say.
Here's something that I have. Well, first off, you know, we have talked so much to and about Leah already today that I'm going to wait until tomorrow to get into all of these various things that I have on you.
Oh, yes. That you have on me.
Yes. For instance, on your website, LeahRemedy.net, where you are answering questions about your favorite actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that it's Sally Field?
Yeah.
Not Sally Fields.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Well, is that your mistake or the person that ran your website?
Oh, it was probably me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't put it on there. I write the notes to the guy.
I just wanted to point that out.
Thank
that
you,
it's
Don.
Sally Field, not Sally Fields.
It is a much safer place to be.
I also like to mention that Leah Remini, when she was on the cover of Stuff Magazine, the one that guys love, doing their thing to, the one that... Let me see. It is the highest selling copy ever of Stuff Magazine.
I think that's because of you guys.
No, I think that's because of you and those Tarzan outfits you were wearing.
Because you talked about it.
650. You know what I've noticed about those magazines, too? I mean, you can go through one of those type of magazines. I think it's like FHM stuff.
Yeah.
There's another one or two out there.
Maxim.
You can go through those magazines faster than any magazine on the market as far as getting information. Too, because the format is they have a beautiful women, scantily clad beautiful women. Then they have the merchandise. Then there's usually an article about sex and what women like want and how to pick women up.
And that leads right into what I've got right here from FHM magazine.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I love this. I've been saving this for a while.
Right. Yeah.
Sex for sale. Women and what they have given up for sex.
What they've given up?
Yeah, meaning that what they've gotten in return from guys for sex.
Oh, you mean the things, so items, guys women, that bribe them for sex.
Women who are not whores, but in essence are whores.
Okay.
They're charging.
For instance, hey, Rob, you're going to have to turn the lights up.
You got it.
Because this is a black place. Thank you very much. A girl had an Alfa Romeo, was due for a smog test, and had barely passed last year. She knew she was in trouble. Just in case, she had to resort to some below-the-belt persuasion. She picked a place staffed by cute college boys. Sure enough, the car did not pass the test. But it managed to leave with a perfect score because she gave the guy oral.
Oh, that's great. So now we have this girl driving around in a car that's destroying our environment.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I guess, so the category is what women have given up sex for to get in return. Okay, right. It's not like what a guy would do, but it's what the women would do to get something accomplished.
Opportunists.
For instance,
whore. She's a whore.
Here's a woman. Now, this is a real cheap whore.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that the woman with the Alfa Romeo, she didn't want to pay $650 for a smog device.
Right.
Okay.
So it's a $650 BJ.
Right. This is a $34 BJ.
Okay.
my roommate and I were starving and broke. We figured out we'd cut a deal with the pizza guy.
Now, you know what? If you're starving and broke, makes more sense than the smog thing to me.
Apparently, he's been paid this way before because he said to us in a really bored voice.
Do you know what his name is?
What?
Johnny! Johnny Constantino delivered a pizza for a BJ.
He said in a very bored voice, "All right, yawn. Take off your clothes and start by making out."
Also, he wanted the two girls to put on a show for him.
And then after...
Free pie.
After they put on the show, then they wanted... He wanted both of them to give him oral.
Oh, all right.
For two pizzas.
And the environment is safe.
It's taking the edge off of you hunger.
There we go. How about this? I was in charge of getting a girls' night out together, but I spent the money on a leather coat for myself. The girls would kill me if I came empty-handed, so I resorted to screwing the guy who sold me the coat.
God.
The worst part is, I used to babysit him.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Here we go. How about this one?
How about this?
I was whining to this guy about how I couldn't afford the gym fees in Los Angeles.
Jesus.
And he told me there's a way that he could write it off as a business expense.
See me after the gym closes.
Of course, he would need to see the progress of my workouts up close.
Do you want to see our Nautilus machine?
On a weekly basis. Unfortunately, I had to see his fat ass up close. But the thought of screwing him while looking at the hot guys in the weight room got me through it for 2 months.
While looking. So, I mean, she didn't mind, like, the big lard ass on top of her as long as she could look through the window and see the hot guys.
Right, like, and again, that makes me think of...
For free gym fees.
Who's the hardball guy? Is it Chris Matthews?
Right.
Chris Matthews jumping on Kathleen Matthews.
Absolutely.
Stay puffed.
Yeah, Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, she looks through the glass at Ted Koppel.
Laptop computer. I didn't own a computer, but I had to use the ones at the university library to write my papers. This guy offered to loan me his, but he said we would work out a payment plan. I can't say blue.
Yes, you can. B-L-U-E.
Right.
Am I blue?
I BJ'd him every time I needed to write a paper. These whores.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. We were in line at Disneyland and found out that it would cost $49 to get in.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Eisner.
These teenage guys behind us offered to pay our admission if we would let them do stuff in the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, God.
Wow. My God.
The happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
This is all these girls, the teenage boys paid for the girls
right
to get into Disneyland, and then they gave the boys BJs in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, probably when you're going by that little thing where you see the the monorail.
Let me see.
Monorail.
Right, hold on a second. $1,000. My landlord knew I was a stripper and was always hinting to see samples of my work. I told him he could shell out like everyone else. 1 month, I couldn't make the rent. So I showed up at his door, naked, and asked if he would advise me on some new moves I was testing.
Okay.
So now she goes up and she bangs the guy every month.
Well, does she bang him or does she just dance for him?
No, she bangs him.
Bangs him.
She has coitus with him.
Bang.
Unwanted coitus.
Everything's negotiable.
Let me see. I was pouring on the freaky sex to get my boyfriend to set a date for a wedding.
Freaky sex.
And I estimated I was a threesome away from getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
To set things up, I pick up a hot lesbian at a bar where I worked. Afterwards, he was ready to marry us both, but once I had the ring, I sent the slut packing.
Signed Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Isn't love wonderful?
How about this? For Dom Perignon. For champagne. My friends and I were drunk at a bar on Sunset Boulevard. After we handed out our boobs as party favors, the guys said that they would break out the Dom Perignon if we would put on a show. It was a perfect time. We had lesbian sex for a bottle of champagne.
So it sounds like if you're a lesbian, that you can actually get a lot of favors for that.
Yeah, here's a good one.
Good money in that work.
I have a big nose. I'm not saying she's a Jew, okay? Leah?
Good.
Okay. I have a big nose. I needed a nose job, but I couldn't afford it. My doctor told me it wasn't too bad and that there wasn't a medical reason for the surgery because then insurance would pay. I suggested that he give me a closer examination just to be sure. I got the new nose, and the cute surgeon fitty-tucked me free for the next year. I have no shame. So every week for a year, she would go in, and she would let... Rob, what do you call those maps with the
a topographic map?
A topographic map on,
wow.
on her chest.
Every week?
Every week.
Jesus.
My friends and I were determined to go see Korn and get on the touring bus.
Enjoy them the second time.
And since the driver was the point man in groupie assignments, we knew he'd have to offer him something incredible. I won't go into details, but I had sex with 15 different men.
Hoo-ah!
Wow.
to see Korn?
To see Korn.
Worth it.
Well, you know, they're very good.
I had maxed out my credit cards, and I had a friend who had inherited some money and offered to help me. I was so excited, I promised him anything, anytime, anywhere.
Anything he wants.
Good luck in everything.
There was no expiration date on my offer, so imagine my surprise when he asked me to dress up like Wonder Woman.
Service him.
I'm sure that they're going to delete that out. When I had to dress up like Wonder Woman and give him a BJ... the week before I got married.
Oh, my God.
Obviously not the guy she was marrying.
No. Wonder Woman.
But he had the message.
But who doesn't like the Wonder Woman outfit? Nobody here. I mean, really.
Let me see. I was in need of artificial happiness, so I forged a prescription. On a blank pad, my friend had. The guy at the pharmacy totally caught me on it and was about to tell the pharmacist. I said, wait, I don't want Vicodin. I want you. I swapped the prescription for directions to my place.
People will do anything for the bike, S-Buzz.
I got my pills, and I have sex with the guy regularly now to get my bike.
Gets the pills.
Jesus,
no, that's exploiting a drug habit. It's a shame.
That's
bad. Yeah, that would be wrong.
And especially bad if you mix it with drinking.
These are nice girls. I was at this car stereo place. I wanted a car stereo that cost $1,200. After making progress, I suggested going for a ride to test the sound. I tossed him a few flattering comments about his ass, and now I have a car stereo worth more than my car. What a stupid chump.
But she's giving it up.
Yeah, but she...
Fascinating.
She gave him... she gave him a BJ.
Is it all oral? Or is it like regular sex?
Here, all right, hold on.
Now what? I heard something over there. What? Now, you've been strangely quiet during this segment.
Mike, it was oral.
I'm bored.
It was oral at Disney.
You're bored by this?
Yes.
Why? Now, why are you bored by this?
Boring.
I guarantee our audience is eating this up, and I guarantee women will call in now and tell us the awful slutty things that they have done to get merchandise.
I want women to act.
Are you aware among your pals out here any Hollywood casting couch type stories that may have occurred where someone perhaps, you know, really desperate for a role has really done something?
I'm sure it's happened, but
you're not aware of it?
No.
Damn it.
And I don't think people really like to publicize that.
What about Doris Roberts?
Doris Roberts is a very nice woman.
She's wonderful. We've had her on the show. We had her on the show the same day we met you for the first time.
Stupid notes to himself.
I've kissed her. Yes, I have. I kissed Doris Roberts. I told her I wanted to have sex with her.
And what'd she say? She slapped you?
No, she laughed. The publicist got mad.
Oh, really?
She was flattered.
Here you go. Here's a good one.
Oh, more.
To get songs played on the radio.
Really?
I showed up at my local radio station one night with five songs that I wanted to hear.
Yeah, you know this one.
Sure.
You know this story. Didn't you send this one in?
How getting a CD player in your house?
I begged the DJ to play the songs on the radio in the order that I gave him.
She just wanted to have sex with the DJ.
Yeah, he said, obviously. Okay, but what will we do while your songs are playing? I said, how about we F? He said, good answer. He played my five songs in a row, and we effed.
Wow, hey, exciting.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Her mother must be so proud.
In the morning.
I'll play your songs right now.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Are you surprised at the number of these stories, Leah?
Let me see.
No?
Now, Mike, you were asking if they're all BJs.
Yeah, if it was all oral or other stuff.
Some of these are intercourse, mm-hmm. like where the disc jockey just says,
intercourse.
How about we F?
Right.
Most of them are oral. The girl with the nose job, she had to go in and
fitty tuck.
Fitty tuck right, the right. guy. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
What's fitty tuck?
Right there.
Switch the words around. Switch the letters around.
See, we yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That's like saying a girl has tickle bitties.
Oh, okay.
Your sister has tick bitties.
The way we get around the censors. Those pesky censors.
Now, there was...
rascals.
Mike was...
Censors.
The girl who wanted to get on the corn tour bus.
Yes.
She had intercourse and anal with 15 different guys.
Appropriate that she wanted to go see corn.
She saw it.
And here is another one about anal. At my last job, I was constantly removing my boss's hands from my butt and threatening to tell higher management if he didn't stop, until review time, of course. Then I allowed him to have anal with me, and I got a 15% raise.
Just you know, when you're telling stories about sex that's that casual, mm-hmm. and they go right for the anal, that's pretty, especially the one that wanted to see corn. 15 guys?
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, and not just the woman, but how do you like to be number 14?
All right, now here is...
We're number two. We're number two.
This is starts with BJ.
Right.
Goes to intercourse.
Okay.
And then proceeds to anal. My stepfather is decent looking, and he keeps telling me he wants to take me shopping. While my mom was in Europe, I dragged him to Saks.
You know, after everything is sexual. Welcome to Saks.
After the first time, I gave him a BJ.
Oh.
Second time, we effed. Third time, when he bought me an outfit that cost $5,500.
Wow.
Anal.
Jesus.
Wow.
Man, catalog shopping.
Oh, so, is there more?
Yeah, well, yeah, there are.
Oh,
there's tons of them, Leah.
I think we
got tons of them. Tons of them.
I wonder where they get those. I mean, because I would think women wouldn't admit to that readily.
All of these women
who... They write them in or what?
Let me see. When dozens of women confess to trading sex for monetary favors, you need to ask only one question. Where's my wallet? And it's about bartering for sex.
I bet they do like a research thing where they sit sure. women down and have a survey and they say, have you ever done anything for sex?
And the girls don't have to.
I mean, have you ever gotten anything for sex?
Right. There are first names in cities. For instance, the girl with the corn,
mm-hmm.
her name is Stephanie. She's 27 from Oakland. Mm-hmm. The girl who gave anal.
Ellen from Los Angeles.
27 from Portland.
How would you like to meet a rock band?
Would you like to see corn?
The girl who $34 for pizza.
Right.
For the BJ.
Now, that's the one, you know, of all of them, that's the one that I understand the most. That's somebody who was broke, starving, needed food, and, you know, that's really, that's a need.
And the lesbian.
What's that?
Job.
Well, I mean, but if you know, if she can't get a job and she's sitting there and they really are starving to death and they you know, the pizza guy's cute, what the heck?
All right, the time. The pizza was coming.
Talk to Debbie. Debbie, hello, Debbie. Are you there, honey? Debbie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Hi.
I'm a whore.
Great.
Because I had back problems and I went to my friend. She worked for a chiropractor.
Right.
And he unfortunately didn't take my insurance, but he said we could work something out. And after a few adjustments, he laid on top of me.
Yeah.
I used to have sex with him.
I bet if you really investigated him, you'd find out that he did take your insurance. That was just his line. I'm sorry, you don't have a copay here.
How many times did you have to have him?
I did it like 3 times, and then a few times it was just E-days. That happened more often, but...
Sure. Was he skilled enough where he was able to adjust you as he was making love to you?
No.
No, but he was attractive. I mean, it wasn't bad on my part. He was married. I was single at the time, so it didn't bother me.
Beautiful. All right, thank you, honey. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Of course not.
Bye-bye.
Of course, Bruce.
Of course, Bruce. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I know we got a break, but now we have nothing but girls calling us, telling us
girls.
All the awful things they've done for sex. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
For prizes. For cash and prizes.
Sex they've done for prizes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Prizes.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
Corn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to call and welcome Leah Remini to the show. She's doing an awesome job.
We're delighted to have Leanne with us, and she's obviously enjoying herself as well.
Julia is not having a great time in this segment, though.
Yes, she's looking out the window, which really is just into the next control room.
Hello.
With your blades.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, in a sense, aren't all women this way? I mean, you know, even the stay-at-home wife, she's
doing... This is Glenn the janitor again.
What's the matter with being Glenn the janitor?
This is Glenn the janitor again. You're violating your privileges today, Glenn.
Glenn, stop it. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Roger. This is Roger from Maine. How are you?
Hi, Roger. We're great, thanks.
Good, good. Is Leah there?
Yeah, she's right here.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good. I saw you on TV last night.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for watching.
Did you touch yourself, sir?
Shut up. Don't answer. Don't answer, sweetheart.
Yes or no, did you?
Be a gentleman.
Did you?
Did I cut myself?
Did you touch yourself? Don't answer.
I was a gentleman to myself.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike, my guys.
Here's an old friend. Lee, I don't think you've had a chance to meet this gentleman. It's a regular caller of the show.
Tom Gavin.
Who?
Tom Gavin.
All right.
Tom Gavin.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Why don't you get to know Tom? Leah, why don't you just talk to Tom for a second?
Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Are you married or single?
I'm not married, but I am not single.
Oh.
She has a boyfriend.
She does.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to ask the questions.
Oh, okay.
Tom?
Yes?
How do you spell King of Queens?
King of Queens?
Uh-huh. Yes.
K-I-N-G.
Yes.
Queens is Q-U-I-N-T-E-R-S.
Perfect. That's right, Tom.
King Quinters.
That's right. Hey, Mike.
That's right.
Yeah, hi there, Tom.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, where's Charlie?
Charlie's right here.
Hey,
la, la, la.
Tom?
La, la, la.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom, guess what I heard?
What?
Leah really wants to have sex with you.
Shut up.
Leah, do you want to have sex with me?
I don't.
She does, Tom. Tom, what would you like to do to Leah?
Don't. I don't want to know.
F.
Tom.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God.
Can't say it.
Yeah, but you want to have her?
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't answer.
Tom, would you like to spell television?
T-A-V-I-N-E-S.
Right. Savines.
And I know what I got to do for Mike.
What's that?
Mike's playing at the Shark Club in Centerville this Saturday night.
You going to be there, Tom?
Yes, I am.
We're looking forward to it. Right down front. Always a pleasure.
There's the plug for your band.
Can I sell my T-shirts there?
No.
And Tom, don't.
Now, the last time I told you no, you came in and tried to sell them anyway, but the answer is no. You cannot sell them at the Shark Club.
How old are you, Tom?
42.
We love you, Tom. And Tom?
Yeah?
How do you spell Leah?
L-A-N-A.
Aww.
That's right.
Lana.
That's right. And what would you like to do to Leah?
Shut up. Don't answer.
What would you like to do?
Sex with her.
All right.
Sex with her.
Nice.
Would you like her to perform sex
would
on you?
Shut up, Don.
Yeah.
Don, you're being retarded. I don't want
to. I'm being retarded.
Yes. I don't
Tom, would you like to spell retarded?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Hey, Tom. Charlie.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Would you spell challenged?
Challenge?
Yes.
Challenge.
H-A-N-E-R-Y.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that one. Can you spell that again? Challenge, please.
C-H-A-R-N-E-Y.
All right, let's have some charning.
And Tom, you know, we're broadcasting from the West Coast. Can you spell California?
Excellent.
C-A-F. Period.
Calf.
Perfect.
Calf.
You're right.
Hey, Rob.
Hey,
yeah, Tom.
I like your car show on Saturday.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, how do you spell anal?
Audience.
A-R-A-N-E.
And how about oral?
Lorraine.
How about oral?
Watch it.
How about...
I said Lorraine, not your mother's name, Lorraine.
What about oral?
O-L-L.
All right, now...
All.
Now, can you spell blow?
L-O-W.
Low.
And now, can you spell the word job?
J-O-B.
Hey, there you go. How about employment?
Employment?
Employment.
E-N-T.
Yes.
E-N-T-E-R.
All right.
Right.
And tenter.
And what would you like to do to Leah?
Stop it.
Have sex with her.
Stop it.
Have sex with her. Would you like to be on top or on bottom?
Or
on bottom? Tom?
What?
Which would you like to be on top or bottom?
Tom, you're going to get in trouble if you continue to talk like that.
Watch it, Don.
Tom, can you spell trouble, please?
T-O-B.
Period.
Good boy.
Tom.
He's learned to abbreviate. Tom.
Good boy.
Because he's busy.
Good yes. boy.
Tom, would you want her on top or bottom?
Well, you're going to get in trouble, Dad.
Can you, Tom, can you spell behavior?
B-A-B-A-Y.
Leave him alone now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. You have a good day. Okay.
Bye, Tom.
Leah, where's your other girl? Where's the other one at?
What other one?
Oh, your sister?
Your sister.
My sister's in the other room, honey.
Would you like to have sex with her, too?
Don't answer that.
No.
Thank you.
You just want to have sex just with Leah?
Stop. Don't answer.
No.
Thank you. Good boy. Good boy.
Oh, that was funny. Can you spell funny, Tom?
Would you leave him alone?
F-U-N-N-Y.
Hey, you got it. Good one to go in.
Remember, you can't spell funny without F-U.
There you go.
All right. Bye, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Charlie.
Charlie.
Hi.
Charlie.
Bye, Tom.
Charlie.
What?
Lala.
Bye.
Lala.
Bye.
Lala.
Someday you're going to be able to meet him, Leah.
Someday.
You have no idea.
You'll find out why we simply refer to him as the monster.
Aww. Oh, no. Really?
He's a monster. Aww.
He's a monster. He likes roaring like a monster.
A lovable monster.
Sweet.
Hey, we got a break, and Leah, you're going to love it when we come back. We're going to do Catholic to Catholic.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I'm
we
not
are.
Part of that either.
Yes, we are. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes. What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better art support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Now get ready. I'm going to tell you right now that tomorrow on the show, we're going to do Leah Makes the Call for you.
Very good.
You'll find out tomorrow, honey, as we continue to get Leah involved in the show.
It's a good thing. I do think she'll be perfect for that particular assignment.
And she was just telling me outside that she's on her best behavior, and I told her not to be on her best behavior. Mm-hmm. She wanted to lash out.
She wanted to lash out at some of those women, in particular the woman that called that was talking about the chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And, we were saying, yeah, go, Leah, let her have it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you're echoing the sentiments of probably a lot of people. You know, the guys are probably in the audience right now going, hey, you know, they completely understand that woman. But I know that a lot of women would share your sentiments.
What would you like to say to her?
I just thought, especially when she said, you know, he was married, but I wasn't, like, you know, that was some sense of ethics that she had all of a sudden. When the man was married, not to mention, I don't want to know that my chiropractor is so disgusting that he's willing to get laid for services. I just think that's disgusting.
But I want to know that.
I know you want to know that because you're a guy.
Thank you. I just think
women, you know, I just don't like to hear women acting like this.
Well, get used to it.
I guess.
Yeah, the world's filled with women like that.
And then that idiot guy who called in.
Tom Gavin?
Cut off, thank God. Where he's like, yeah, even stay-at-home mothers. What a jerk.
Oh, no.
What an idiot.
Not Tom Gavin, the idiot.
Stay-at-home moms are whores, is what he was saying, because we receive what? A home? Mm-hmm. What? I mean, what do we get for staying at home raising our children? Just the satisfaction that we're raising our children. Sure, you don't get a medal for that because you're a mother, you decided to be a mother. But to even insinuate that, I'd like to crack them once.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, Leah was holding this all in, and now she's letting it all out, and I think we're all the better for it.
Thank you.
Speaking of, has my wife the whore called in recently?
Oh, God.
Not nice.
She wouldn't like it either.
I know, I'm kidding.
She's not listening right now, is she?
Well, you should say.
Well, no, she's dealing with the house then.
Right, you're playing the
house and your car. And then you called her a whore, but you were joking.
Aren't you playing that hunch card where you only say something like that if you think there's a really good chance she's
probably
listening?
All women are whores. There is a small minority of sleazy women.
All women are whores. All men are pigs.
No, that's not true.
I know.
All
I'm
men
just
are
saying.
And some women are whores.
Correct.
Mm. Incorrect.
We're ready with the interview.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, now, are you going to call the guy?
He's standing by.
Oh, well, then.
We're doing this in an effort to demonstrate that we are an equal opportunity offender.
Are we feeding down the phone line? And what we are going to do is we are going to step aside now, and we are going to make room for the next Westwood One show.
It's Catholic to Catholic featuring two of today's modern priests.
So until tomorrow, we want to thank our guest from King of Queens, Leah Remini. Thank you, Leah.
Always a pleasure.
Okay,
thank you for being on the show. Buzz, thank you for being on the show.
Nice to be here. Thank
you. Yes, it's quarter after, and it's time for the next show.
Mm-hmm.
So let's roll the music, and let's bring in the guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Donald and Michael Show with today's special guests, hosting with you Father Lou Stuhl and Father Phil. Today's guest, Robert McGee, to talk about the influence. To talk about the influence of witchcraft in the Harry Potter book coming to video. Harry Potter coming to video on May 26th. And now here's Father Lou Stuhl and Father Phil McCracken.
How are you doing?
Hi, Father. It's good to see you. It's a wonderful day to be Catholic in America, and we're going to talk about a fabulous series of books. The little lovely boy with the round glasses, Harry Potter.
Welcome to Catholic to Catholic. I am Reverend Lou Stuhl.
And I'm Monsignor Phil McCracken, and it's great to be with you on Catholic to Catholic to talk about all the wonderful things that are going on in the world, including literature, fine literature, the Harry Potter books.
Let me start today by saying one thing.
Yes, Father Stuhl.
And that is the unfair prosecution of my good friend from Boston, who I have known as a member of this church and this diocese for many, many years.
Are you talking about the good Bishop Law, Cardinal Law?
Yes, I am.
Yes, it's a travesty that they're persecuting a fine man just because he's chosen to do the right thing, which is look the other way.
I, Reverend Lou Stuhl, will tell you now what he has done, many of us have done. Are you willing to come forward as well? On Catholic to Catholic?
I think it'd be time to do that, yes. Are you talking, of course, about the Man-Boy Love Association?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Reverend Lou Stuhl.
And I'm Father Phil McCracken, my senior Father Phil McCracken.
And before we get to our guest to talk about Harry Potter, who is simply one of the most handsome characters I have ever seen in my life.
He's a beautiful, beautiful, round-glassed little boy.
I want to tell you now that for many years I have had a love affair going with a young man named Charles Broyhill.
I've met Charlie. He's all grown up now, but I know you started seeing him years and years ago.
In CCD.
And I'll tell you, I think if it's always good for all of us to have assistance. We're very busy, and I know... I'm not as forthcoming as you are, but I guess if you're doing it, I will do it too.
Mention your assistant's name.
I have a good friend, Robert Spiewak, who's been my friend and lover for a number of years, and we do everything together. We eat together. We drink together. We make love together.
As do Charles and I.
That's true. And you need that, and I think it's healthy. It's healthy.
It's very healthy. Let me just say this. This is Reverend Lou Stuhl speaking.
And Monsignor Phil McCracken.
It is the Catholic way. It is the way we have done it for generations.
Could you please just leave us alone? That's all we want to say. Wouldn't that be the message that we're saying today, Father?
Who asked you?
Exactly. Please, just leave us alone. Look the other way.
That's the message today on Catholic to Catholic.
The only thing you need to pay attention to is the collection plate, okay?
Who asked you?
I was in the rectory just the other day with Robert. Robert and I were talking as we were bathing each other about how much this unfair persecution has damaged the church. And if you feel the way we do, why don't you just drop a dollar or two in an envelope and send it to your local parish? I think it'd be a wonderful thing. And, you know, we constantly are in need in the Catholic Church to furnish these rectories with supplies from Crabtree and Evelyn.
I was in West Hollywood with he's no longer my boyfriend. He is now my man friend.
Your man friend and assistant, trusted assistant.
Charles Broyhill. And we were watching a cinema in a gay cinema house. And I turned to him and I said, you know, even when I am not wearing my collar, I still love you. And he said, Reverend Stool, I love you. And I said, please. And this was a breakthrough. I said, just call me Lou Stool.
And I think it's special, and I think I can explain to everybody why it's special, because at that very moment, I know you'll agree with me, Father Lou Stool, that that moment itself, that pure expression of love, cut through any problems you may have had. And I will tell you right now that that is the moment where I think you're the most spiritually pure, when you express love in that way. I know Robert and I have felt that way as a matter of, thank you, Robert, when we are making our own candles.
Let's now welcome our guest.
Very good.
To talk about the adorable Harry Potter movies.
He's lovely. He's grand.
Our guest's name on Catholic to Catholic is Robert McGee.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
You are listening to Catholic on the Westwood One Radio Network. Hello, this is Reverend Lou Stool.
And I'm a senior Phil McCracken, and we've got Mr. McGee on the phone. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Hello, guys.
Welcome to Catholic to Catholic. Let me say we are big fans of the Harry Potter books.
Absolutely. More movies. Bring them on.
We love the movies.
I have one question. Could I start with one question?
Of course, Reverend.
Mr. McGee, the next movie coming out, is there an outside chance that that will be receiving an R rating?
No, I don't think so. I think they're trying to suck more people into it, so they're not going to give it an R.
Are you against the Harry Potter?
Well, I'm against witchcraft, and I'm against having our children view witchcraft as harmless.
I want to tell you that I enjoyed the Harry Potter movie on many levels. First, of course, the erotica was beautiful. Also, it's a chance for me as a reverend to meet many young children and to spread the word, to spread the good word
of men on men.
Well, you could have done it, Dad. There were a lot of kids there.
Let me ask you about witchcraft.
Yeah.
Is it real, or is it just a bunch of hocus pocus, Harry Blackstone?
I'd certainly like to ask Mr. McGee about the Catholic Church, if he considers that to be some kind of mumbo-jumbo as well.
An excellent question, Father, here on Catholic to Catholic. Do you consider the Catholic Church to be a form of witchcraft?
No, I don't.
May I ask, are you a Catholic?
I'm not.
May I ask what religion you are?
I'm just a Protestant.
Are you familiar with the song Witchcraft by Frank Sinatra?
I am.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that leaves my conscience bare, it's witchcraft and I've got no control over it and all that good
are
stuff.
Are you aware that Elizabeth Montgomery played a witch on a show called Bewitched?
I say it often, yes.
She would just wiggle her nose and things would appear and disappear.
Are you familiar with the Witches of Eastwick?
Yeah, Nicholson.
You are listening to Catholic to Catholic.
Do you remember the little boys and Something Wicked This Way Comes?
I am Reverend Lou Stool.
I'm Monsignor Phil McCracken.
And we want to say, welcome. We're talking all things Catholic. May we ask you, now, are you a proponent of witchcraft or are you against witchcraft?
I'm against it.
You're against it.
Well, I tell you, the devil works in many, many ways, including the way that some of our fine priests have been persecuted in this country. I've got to tell you that right
May
now.
May I ask how you line up on the issue of our very good friend from Boston, Mr. Law?
Father Law. Bishop Law, Cardinal Law.
Yeah, you know, I don't know enough to line up on that.
Now, don't you think it's the devil's work that all these priests are being persecuted?
Oh, I think the devil is part of all this, all right?
Yes, I agree.
Do you understand? Let me explain.
But I'm not sure about the persecution, though.
Let me explain here on Catholic to Catholic.
Well, I think I'd like to disagree with the fine distinguished gentleman on that particular point.
Let me just make again clear. When you become a man of the rector, when you strap on the hat, when you put on the collar, you make a promise that you will not be with a woman. Can I tell you something, sir? This is Reverend Lou Stool.
And I'm a senior Phil McCracken.
I have needs. I am a man. I am flesh and bone.
Well, it sounds like it, yeah.
I am a man.
Uh-huh.
And because of the vows that you take not to be with a woman, of course, sometimes you have to find an outlet. And I think the proper outlet is we've explained a number of times. I was speaking over Sherry with Robert Spiewak, my assistant, the other evening, that men-on-men is the way to deal with that, to vent those needs and those desires that you may have when you're going for the flight.
The other night, while...
There weren't any sheep around, huh?
Now that's uncalled for.
No, that's not funny.
That's the work of the devil. VCR, see, we know that.
That is not funny.
Oh, okay.
God does not want us doing the beasts.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So,
read the Bible.
That one?
When we're talking about men on men, we're talking about God's little loophole.
Okay. Read the Bible. It's in the Bible. Have you read the Bible?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've done that one.
Have you really? Tell me, what is on page 328?
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Well, my 328 says, let's see, it says, and these things are an abomination to God. Well, what is that? Oh, we probably won't go in that one.
Oh, no, I think
that is not on page 300.
I think you're being a wise apple. I think you're being a wiseacre.
I do not know who booked this guest on Catholic to Catholic.
But he's not Catholic, and that violates the rule.
Oh, I know. I don't know. That seemed to violate the rules to me.
Well, the rule is no non-Catholics and no girls.
Oh.
No hideous girls.
But I understand now, I'm being told by our producer, that you were booked because of the Harry Potter phenomenon.
We thought he was going to talk about the magic of that fabulous film, Harry Potter, the best movie since Oliver. In my humble opinion. I truly enjoyed that.
Yeah?
Yes, I did.
Well.
Snow Day was good.
That's a wonderful, and who can argue with Home Alone?
Yeah.
Or as I like calling
it, Spot was pretty good too.
Homo Alone.
I love that movie. Do you, and I like the movie Goonies too.
I'm goofy.
Spielberg.
I'm goofy for Goonies.
Of course, that's another segment when we list our top 10.
Stuart Little.
Oh, that's a marvelous film.
That's a great one. I like Jerry Maguire simply because, may I say this? This is Reverend Lou Stuhl.
Yeah.
I find Tom Cruise incredibly hot.
Yes, I didn't care for that movie where he's on the train, though. What's that one? The Risque Business?
No, that's Mission Impossible.
Oh, you like Mission Impossible, but the one where he's with that girl.
That is Risque Business.
Basically sick to my stomach watching those two on the train.
Amen, brother. Amen. Our guest.
Why is it amen? Huh? There you go. We'll examine that in the next segment.
Our guest today on Catholic to Catholic is Robert McGee.
Robert McGee, a confused man who really isn't making very good points, if you ask me. Is that true, Mr. McGee?
Well, you know, I just, you know, when people are doing their deal, I just give them room.
I'm not sure I agree with your Bible interpretation either, sir.
I happen to know that you are not reading page 326 of the Bible.
Get a parrot on
328.
A 328. Whatever page. You are not reading the correct page.
Uh-oh.
You are not.
Uh-oh. Well, do you have a particular Bible you like?
Let's just say that the passage, peace on earth, goodwill towards men, is very significant. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay, you sound like you're a confused man who probably has lost your faith.
May I ask a question, a personal question? This is Reverend Lou Stuhl.
And I'm Monsignor Phil McCracken.
And you are listening to Catholic on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm glad you all could be here today.
May I ask the celebrity you most resemble?
The one I most resemble is probably Bill Clinton.
And as a young boy, can you tell me which child star you believe you most resembled?
Oh.
Dennis the Menace?
Oh.
Beaver Cleaver?
Yeah. Probably one of the, probably one of those.
One of the Brady boys?
Yeah.
I'll pray for you.
Yeah, there it is.
Which one would it be? Would it be Greg, Peter, or Bobby?
Well, probably Bobby.
Bobby Brady.
Yeah.
I prefer
I don't think I got named after him, but, you know.
Okay, Mr. McGee.
Roll the music.
Yes,
it's another, so. You know, I don't know who does these bookings.
But please, can we, for the love of the Lord, get a Catholic the next time we're doing the interview with the author?
Listen, I don't know. This is Reverend Lou Stuhl. What are you plugging here?
What am I plugging?
Yes.
My video that tells the truth about witchcraft and Harry Potter.
Okay,
whatever. I find him to be dreamy.
I'll tell you right now, this is a misguided individual, and we're sorry that we wasted your time with it, but we'll pray for you, Mr. McGee. We'll say prayers for you.
Well, I hope you get over that condition.
Thank you so much.
Coming up on Catholics in the Kitchen, we'll be dipping for communion wafers, and we'll have the wine spritzers, the sacramental wine spritzers.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us on Catholics in the Kitchen. I'm Monsignor Phil McCracken.
And this is Reverend Lou Stuhl.
Thank you so much.
Until next time. Thank you for your time.
We've had a good time. We hope every time can be a good time like this time.
Until next time, thanks for taking the time to join us. The current time is 1:30.
Please remember, let a smile be your handshake.
This is Reverend Lou Stuhl.
Senior Phil McCracken.
And let me say, Charlie Broyhill, I cannot wait to see your tight, monkey-like buttocks.
Oh, no.
As soon as this broadcast is over.
Wonderful job, Enra. Warm up the tub, Ravi.
Yes.
Thank you. Is he gone?
Yeah.
He's gone forever.
Long time ago.
We've never done Catholic to Catholic before, but that was a demonstration.
No, I think we did it one time.
Did we do that, or was it priest to priest?
No. It was Catholic to Catholic.
Catholic to Catholic? Yeah.
Catholic to Catholic.
It was gunplay.
Pardon me? Oh, come on.
Thank you. Thank you for that compliment.
Come on. Come on, you were laughing. You were laughing.
No, not really.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You're smiling.
I laugh when you say your name and he says his name at the same
time. Well, that's why we say it so often.
That's what's funny to me. The whole bit, the whole Jew to Jew, Catholic.
Come on.
You know, we're going to have to really...
talented men.
We'll have to...
Are you going to give us that now? Why do you have to stoop to that level? Are you going to be like every program director we've ever worked for?
To that level. It's just not as funny as you two really are.
I think we're going to have to expand and do Muslim to Muslim soon, too. With you, you lady.
All praise be to Allah.
Well, we just like to make sure that we cover the whole spectrum.
Gotcha.
It's important.
Gotcha. And frankly, hilarious.
Yeah, I liked it.
Let's go around the room and let's find out. Mike, what would you rate it, 1 to 10?
I hope I'm not overspeaking by saying it. I think it's the best bit we've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rob?
I hate to break down a show. I just like to grade the show thus far and give it perfect.
Wow.
I'd have to say 1 to 10.
Buzz, would you like to weigh in?
A 10.
I'm going to write a review. I'd say your finest performances ever.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Lisa, hold up hands. 1 to 10.
1 to 10, your score?
1 to 10, your score.
She's going
to
write it down for us.
Lisa, be honest.
There we go. And the score is?
This is terrific. We're gonna check it out.
Feedback.
15.
15.
That's good. Blade, would you like to weigh in on this?
Our Westwood One engineer.
Our Westwood One, he's giving us
a nine.
There you go. That would be an eight, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Nicole, good.
Nicole, what's Nicole giving us? Oh, there's Nicole down in front.
Hello.
Just do it with your hands.
Donna Mike Show.
Catholic sucks.
Thank you.
Nicole gives us two real breasts.
Who asked you? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Leanne Remedy, DOT.
What?
Oh, dear.
What is that?
I'll have to tell you what DOT is sometime.
Okay, DOT.
From my childhood. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Not my childhood, but a friend of mine. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, well, I'll give you a 9.5 in that last one, and I've got to say, Leah's got two speeds. Boring and obnoxious.
Oh, my God.
I'll get off. Good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
The 10. Absolute positive 10.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. See, we know our audience, honey.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I think you should have Leia call the hot foot line.
The what?
Leia.
Oh,
Leia, to turn you into a Star Wars character.
I got plans for her to call the hot feet line. Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, Leia Remini, please.
Yeah.
She's here.
Put your right
Leia.
Yeah.
Leia, I just want to express to you that there are gentlemen in the audience.
I know.
I never have, and I never will, pleasure myself to your picture.
Thank you.
Well, you...
No, thank you, sweetheart.
You're queer.
He's not queer.
I just want you to know that we're counting on you to raise the morality level of this
show.
I'm going to try my best, honey.
Thank you for your call,
even though Don hung up on you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Leah, how you doing?
Good.
You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I just wanted to compliment Leah on a terrific job that she's doing so far and keep up the good work. I hope she stays with you quite a long time.
Thank you.
I hope she speaks sometime when we do some stuff. Like two segments in a row, now she just sat there.
chewing on her fingernails.
Well, the guy said boring and obnoxious. I was doing boring.
Oh, come on. You take it so personally. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sorry.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you guys today?
So great,
good.
Thank you.
Fine, how are you?
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
I have one question for Leah.
Hi, friend.
Can you tell us how you trim your garden?
Huh?
He was referring to how you
your privacy.
No,
down
Schmuck,
there.
I won't.
He, she will not.
She will not. Hello.
No.
Sorry, friend.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Did you
Hello?
Tell me?
Oh. I tell ye.
Hello.
God, I'm sure glad you took my call.
I have a question. I'm wondering if she could impart any wisdom on that subject. Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, can I talk to Leah, please?
Yeah, she's right here.
Hey, so are you in the bathroom or on a speakerphone?
I'm behind the door, so you can't hear my radio.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Leah.
Yeah.
You are the best thing to happen to that show.
Thank you, sweetheart.
In a wasteland of testosterone, you're a refreshing voice.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right,
thanks.
Honey. Have
Bye.
A good day.
Bye, bitch.
You're a bitch.
Bye. You're a bitch.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I got your bitch right here. Bitch.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, good morning. This is Bishop Ben Dover. I just want to apologize to Leah for all your antics, you know. We're all a little disgusted by you. And we're also disgusted by that bastard who called in and said that all wives are whores.
Is this, this
Thank
isn't,
you.
It's not Glenn, is it?
I got no. good, huh?
It's Glenn, Glenn.
I got good, huh?
Was it?
Glenn and Janet.
We got a break. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Hey, Leah, I want to thank you for adding to the show. Don, that was so bad. I was listening to G. Gordon, for God's sake.
I'll F you. What do you
Don't
know?
Oh,
bite me. Bite me.
Oh, you can call Don and Mike anytime.
Yeah, except if you want to give us crap. And just go die, you dumb bastard.
That's funny. Hey, if I keep having to listen to that, I will die.
Yeah, that Aww. Yeah, that was 9 minutes out of your life. That killed you.
They love to hurt us.
Mm-hmm. You,
Mike, I do love you. You're
Honey,
a great
they
man.
Did their best.
Now we're going to do the divide and conquer thing.
That doesn't work.
Don,
no, there's no divide and conquer.
Don, I hate you, but Mike, I love you.
And I support you for trying to deal through this with Mike with Don's little crazy ideas. But, I mean, come on, enough with the Catholic already.
Are you Catholic, sir?
No, I'm agnostic.
Oh, a non-believer.
No, hey, I grew up Catholic. I got nothing to do.
Were you touched by a priest?
Huh?
Were you touched?
As much as you would like, no. I'm sorry, I was not.
Listen, like all geniuses, I am misunderstood.
That's right.
Okay? So kiss my ass, douchebag.
Again, you know, I will not F you till you love me.
Faggot.
Hang up.
Don't call him that.
Leah, thank you very much.
Shut up, you asswipe. I'm quoting Mike Tyson.
What do you mean?
Mike Tyson said, I will F you till you love me,
I
faggot.
F you till you love me, faggot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Leah, how does it feel to be part of the worst radio show?
Stop it!
You know what, that was...
Come on, now see what happens when we ask our audience for an opinion, it just gets ugly.
You know what, now we had to delete that out.
Right.
That was the effing faggots guy.
Right.
Who changed it today and made it effing Scientologist.
He is Good. A very cruel man.
A plug for Scientology.
There it is.
Sorry, Leah. Yeah.
Welcome to Who Asked You.
Who Asked You? We never should do that thing. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Sounds like a better job for Broyhill would be...
Hello? Hello?
What are you doing? Hello? Sounds like a better job for Broyhill would be, and then he just stopped eating.
Hello? Tomorrow.
Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Clergy.
Hi.
That was fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Listen, we don't... The only reason I even went to the phones was just Leah sitting here like she thinks that we're doing the worst bit of all time.
Yeah, well, and we got a decidedly split opinion from our audience.
Yeah, you got a split opinion, right. So...
Listen
some
to Bob
people
Barker.
Agree with me. Some
Listen
agree
to Bob Barker.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Thank you.
So?
Thank you.
So
it's
what?
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
So what?
L is for the way. You look at me.
All right, we're going to break. And now, are we two before news?
Yeah, we've got two seconds.
Oh, Christ, we're really running late. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face-to-face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
They'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
Well, Leah, how are you doing now?
I'm boring.
No.
Now, listen.
What speed are you going at now?
Right now?
Boring speed?
No, heading towards she obnoxious.
She is so affected when someone calls the show and says something about her.
Well, it takes time. I mean, we've been, we deal with hatred every single day.
I have some news that will make you happy.
Yeah?
You just got your ratings from last night.
Okay.
Because I know that the King of Queens is in a very competitive time slot.
And we were talking yesterday about the fact that we wanted our listening audience to deliver killer numbers for that show.
Yes, please.
And let's see what happened.
Okay. So, let's start with Boston Publix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have a 5.8 share.
Okay.
And a 10 rating.
Okay.
Now let's go to Dinah, what was that show your kids were watching? Nicole's kids were watching?
Dinotopia.
Dinotopia.
Mm-hmm. That's the new hot show.
Sure.
7.6.
Wow.
And a 13 share.
All right.
Then you go to Fear Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a hot show.
Right.
God damn, that's a hot show. 7.7. 12 share.
Okay.
And then, after being on the show only one day.
Yeah.
King of Queens.
Yeah.
8.3,
yeah.
15 share.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Dusting the competition.
That's right.
That does make me happy.
There you go.
Thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for watching.
Fantastic.
That was really
and
sweet.
It wasn't even the 100th episode.
No, I'm sorry.
But it made a difference because it's May.
May.
Thank you.
Now.
I really appreciate that, you guys.
Now,
seriously.
So those are great ratings.
Okay.
And you get even bigger ratings next week.
Okay.
And tomorrow, now, I've just found out the reason. Leah will only be with us for 3 hours tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was pissed because I thought it was because you're getting your nails done or
no,
something.
No, that's today.
Right. As it turns out,
I do that after work.
She's going to go to be for Entertainment Tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For the, what are they interviewing you for?
We're doing promoting the 100th episode.
Now,
very good.
Very hard.
Now here is where the rubber meets the road.
Okay?
This is where the rubber meets the road.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to make sure.
Yeah.
I know that you're doing you're happy the King of Queens is the 100th episode.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that you get it in where they're not going to cut it out, that you're on the Don and Mike show every day.
Oh, okay.
Please?
Okay.
Please.
But I don't know what they're going to have me
do.
What are they going to have me do, though? I don't know what that, is it like a sit-down interview? Or?
I don't know.
I don't want to be like those two guys out of nowhere going, thanks, John and Michael.
No, I think you can just talk about your interests and your new avenues and some of the things that you're doing that are exciting and fun.
The 100th, for instance, Mike, you be Mary Hart.
Okay.
And I'll be Leah.
Hi, Leah. You must be thrilled about the 100th episode of King of Queens. Well, what excites
first
you?
First of all, that's not a good impression. I wouldn't go, I wouldn't say that.
Leah, I'm not, just bear with me, okay?
Do me in social mode. Do me in interview mode.
Listen, please, just bear with me.
How about, let's switch for a second. You be Mary Hart. Let me be Leah for just one sec, one minute, and then I'll get it right back to you.
Go ahead, don't get upset, Don.
Hi, Leah, how are you?
Stupid.
I just wanted to. All right. That was just payback.
Right, now.
That was just payback.
So non sequitur. This is weird.
I know. It was
how we like it to go. Okay, so it starts off. And now, here's Mary Hart.
It was obnoxious. Hi, I'm Mary Hart, and I miss Tesh so very badly. We're here with TV's Leah Remini, star of King of Queens, the hit CBS situation comedy that is celebrating their 100th episode. Leah, so nice to have you with us. How are you? What seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm fine. I'm very happy.
You're very happy. How is the show going, the television show?
The television show's great, but I'm really happy to be part of the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio show.
As would any actor.
heard daily on over 50 great stations
throughout
America.
My face is full of super glue. Gee, I'm Mary Hart, and I wish I was on that radio show.
Oh, you'd love it, because I want to tell you something about Don and Mike.
Yes?
They really know how to treat a woman.
Well, that's wonderful. And you seem to be talking more about the radio show than your television program.
Frankly, it's more important to me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's more, and you know what I love most
that's
about...
That's smoking.
I've learned a lot from Don and Mike in the 2 or 3 days that I've been doing their show now.
Yes, yes.
I've learned a valuable lesson.
What would that be?
Get your
first,
own coffee.
To get my own coffee. Yes. Now,
oh, okay. I'm co-hosting, and so I'm not doing a sit-down interview.
You're co-hosting?
Wow. Wow.
Well, then you'll definitely be able to work it in.
You left time.
All right, so...
How? How if I'm standing up going, talking about 100 episodes? How do I...
You say,
put it in there.
You say, and because it's a milestone to be on the 100th episode of King of Queens, we're very excited. And on a personal note, I'm happy that I'm now a regular on the Don and Mike radio show.
Actually, it's getting your people to give the information, like when they talk about you, when they're promoting you. You
okay,
say.
Yeah. All right.
You know, your new venture. That's the way I understand how you're saying that it would be accurate.
It would be
awkward for you to come on and say, "Hi, I'm co-hosting." Let me make mention. I know you couldn't do it that way.
Let me just plug this thing real quick.
Yeah, you get empty-headed Mary Hart. You get one of her handlers. You know,
empty-headed.
To write it on a big post-it note and slap it on that big horse head of hers.
Okay.
So that, you know, it says, like, ask Leah about radio show.
If she's not interviewing me, then...
Well, she'll ask you.
She's
co-hosting.
Not interviewing me.
You will have some kind of repartee with her. What? Now, what are you doing?
I can't see your eyes.
Okay. Nobody can see anybody in the studio with the way these microphones are set up.
Like
who
to
said
look
that?
At people
Here's
when
what you
I'm
do.
Talking to them.
Did you just say that, Buzz?
Yes. Here's what you do. You look at the coconut-headed Mary Hart.
Yeah.
Coconut.
And you say...
Coconut.
What? What are you doing, Lisa? Well, that is like we're playing charades over here. What are you doing with your pants? Okay, all right, never mind. I'm getting distracted with her slacks. See, she's playing charades.
How you liking that, Mickey Dolenz?
So hard.
Hey.
So even if you're co-hosting, you get your people to go to Big Dumb Mary Hart's people and say, at some point, while they're co-hosting...
All right, Nick, tell Karen to somehow say that I'm doing this radio show.
Yeah, I should point out that in the old days of E.T., it would simply be a call to Tesh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, a man who used to love coming on our show.
All right, so we're going to make the call.
Is Rob Weller still on?
Right, is he still the co-host?
Rob Weller? I don't know.
Or is it Bob Goen?
I think it's Bob Goen.
Yeah, Bob Goen. That's right.
He's great.
Going nowhere. I don't know why I said that.
All right, Lisa was saying...
Going up.
She needs a monitor down there because she can't see your eyes. Lisa communicates with me over the computer.
Okay, but what? Whose eyes?
Oh, that was a reference to Larry Sanders. That's what we're... You ever seen the episode where Hank needs the monitor at a different level because he has to make eye contact with Larry?
Yeah.
No. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right. But, I mean, nobody can see anybody's faces in here.
No,
right?
Because all of our faces are bisected by the mic booms.
Yeah. I know, Lisa. I know. Okay, all right. I was busting her balls last night for not knowing every episode of Larry Sanders.
Right.
And then here I am. I didn't know what she was talking about. Okay.
Just said that.
Touché. However, next time, please don't stop the goddamn show to point that out. Wait until there's a commercial. Well, you were over there playing charades, like holding your hands off to the side. You were doing it for Rob, but I can see you doing it.
Hey, we're just about out of time for this segment.
Yeah, we are.
So it's time to get Bob going.
So tomorrow, Entertainment Tonight, you get the plug-in for us?
Okay.
Things are happening for you, Leah Remini. I'll tell you that right now.
And it's all because of you.
There it is.
Yeah. Okay, amen.
How many copies did stuff sell?
Like 645,000.
I mean, I think that was because of you guys, and I think when we get really great ratings, it's because of you guys.
And all we ask
Which
in return.
Which is why I've come to do the show, to
That's
show
the
you
reason.
That I love you guys.
That's good. That's good.
Well, then show us that you love us on a big TV show.
I said I would do it on Craig Kilborn, and I did it.
Yeah, but not just saying hello to us, though. Now you're a part of the show.
I'll talk about you on Craig Kilborn, too, on Friday.
In the words of Jiminy Glick, Leah Remini, it's a good time to be you. Oh, and you're on Kilborn on Friday?
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
He's got the hots for you, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's had you back a million times.
I've been there 10 times already.
10 times?
Wow.
That's pretty
You've been on Craig Kilborn show 10 times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you done Conan?
I did Conan. Mm-hmm. It didn't go too well, I felt.
Really?
Did you see it?
No, I've seen you on Conan.
I felt uncomfortable. I don't know why. I made a comment. I said something about a guest, and I said it to him behind the curtain right before we went on, and he went, I thought she was fine. So I already felt that we didn't have a connection.
Right.
Because I thought it was an uncomfortable segment, and I thought he would agree with me, and he didn't. And then I came out, and I really didn't have anything to talk about either, so...
Talk about wherever you go.
What?
You're on the Don and Mike show.
That's true.
They will fit Don and Mike show in...
Wow.
Show in...
Tomorrow.
And that'll be on a Monday.
And it'll be on Monday's Entertainment Tonight. Thank you, Nick.
Hey, Nicole, way to go.
Thank you, Nicole.
She's great.
That's earning your cash, booby.
Those breasts are real.
Right.
Nicole's breasts are real.
They're real.
She was just saying to me on the hallway, she grabbed it. She said, how could you think these were fake?
She said it was a good bra.
It was a good bra.
I told you that unless a woman is, like, you can really tell that they're fake, it's usually a good bra.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The bra work.
So let me just say to you...
Yeah, well, that's why I wear a sports bra.
Both Charlie and I...
You're going to do that again.
No.
Okay.
That's a good tidbit.
I understand. Yes,
Charlie and I both noticed on Sunday.
Tidbit.
Rob, shut up. I'm sorry.
Never
Don.
Mind. We got a break.
I can't help it if I'm distracted by Rob's ridiculousness.
We seem to be out of time for this segment.
We'll be right back.
Break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I want to bring a guest in here, but first I want to show you guys a picture. And Lisa, I want you please to have this posted on WNEW.com. Lisa just got an email from Frida, a picture of the tree going through the room at our house in Ocean City.
Wow.
There it is. Take a look at it. I'm not exaggerating.
Holy S.
I am not exaggerating when I say
a
tree fell through my house.
Wow. No, there's no exaggeration there. My God.
Take a look.
And that's not like a sapling. That's a tree.
40-foot tree.
Oh, my God.
And that's not even close to the damage.
What you're seeing is where the tree's poking through the inside of the house.
Yeah. It's going through the attic.
And the roof
that
is completely down.
And next she's going to send me a picture of the garage and my destroyed 1966 Mustang.
When you've got that kind of damage, was there... was it a microburst? Was it a tornado?
Do they know
what it was down there?
An irate neighbor?
I don't know, Dick. But Lisa,
the chainsaw.
Lisa, can we forward those Annie W. in a never-ending quest to exploit everything that happens to me?
Other than the house and the car, everything okay?
Yeah. And my house, my car, and my mother-in-law's car.
Well, as long as you have your health.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
So go to WNEW.com or go to WYSP.com.
Jesus.
And you'll be able to see the pictures of my house with the tree in it. And let's now welcome you loved him on TV Sunday night.
Hey,
here now are the Don and Mike Celebrity Spotlight.
I don't like the spotlight.
Benny from LA Law.
Where's the spot? There's nobody putting a light on me. there's nobody putting a light on me. Hey
Benny.
Hi, my name's Benny Stolwitz.
How are you? Hey Benny.
Hi.
Look who's in the room.
Oh no.
TV. I've seen her on the TV.
Yes.
She's the TV lady. TV lady?
Yes.
Hi. That's good. I'm Benny Stolwitz. I'm not right.
Benny, I'm not right.
Benny, I noticed you're wearing...
Did you like the show? Did you like the reunion show?
LA Law?
I'm scared.
I noticed you're wearing your traditional sweater vest.
I love my sweater vest. Yes, sir. Do you want some copier fluid?
You have no pants on.
I don't have my pants. Oh no! I forgot them today. Did you see me on the Weakest Link? I was talking in my sane voice, my regular voice.
In your Larry Drake voice.
My Larry Drake voice, which is the phony voice. This is the real me. I love Krispy Kreme donuts. I do. I really did. The lady scared me on the weakest link. She's a bitch.
Who was the biggest pain in the ass on the L.A. Law reunion?
Marvin Berson.
Why?
He's a drunk.
Really?
He would get drunk and point at me and make fun of me because he said, look, at here comes the slow one. Here comes the slow one, and I didn't like him. And he didn't like the fact that I had a romantic affair with his mother. He didn't like that. She's a soap opera star. She smokes a lot of cigarettes. She's wonderful. I would trace the laugh lines around her mouth. I would have a very good time, but she'd make me nervous too because she'd say, Benny, again with the mouth, again with the mouth.
With the mouth. So she would make you feast on the yeast?
Why are you asking me so many questions now?
Benny,
you know, I don't like to be in the spotlight.
It's been so long since you've been
I know.
On the Don and Mike show.
I know, I'm just feeling very nervous because there's a girl in here. There's a girl in here.
Yeah.
Say hi to Benny.
I don't want to talk to her.
Okay,
please.
Okay.
She'll make me nervous. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Benny.
Hi.
What's your name?
Leah.
I spilled.
Oh, no. Hey, Benny.
Hi.
Benny.
You're on TV, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Are you on a TV show?
Uh-huh.
I was, too. Did you ever watch L.A. Law?
Uh-huh.
That's my show.
Yes,
I worked in the office.
Yes.
My name is Benny.
Yes.
What's your name?
Leah.
I spilled.
Oh, dear.
Did you ever see Dark Man? Or Dr. Giggles? I used my Larry Drake voice in those movies. I didn't use my real voice, which is Benny. I'm scared.
Why are you scared, Benny?
Because I made a mess. And I'm not wearing my pants. And I'm sitting on a chair and it's cold.
Yes.
It's cold. My Duke is cold.
How's Tom?
Can I have a blanket?
How's Tom?
Tom who?
Tom Gavin.
Tom's fine. He's fine. You know, he has a fake voice, too.
Really?
He sounds like Glenn the janitor when he calls.
Oh.
I hit the ceiling.
Oh, no. Oh, just like me. I did that in Detroit.
Just like you. I want to be like you. I want to be like you.
How was Harry Hamlin?
Harry Hamlin's an ass.
No.
That's what Corbin told me to say about him. He's an ass.
What about Susan?
Corbin Burson said, Benny. I said, yes. He said, say he's a silly ass.
What about Susan Day?
Susan Day, she's let herself go. That's what Corbin told me to say. She's let herself go. That's why she can't buy a role. That's what he said.
Who did the meanest thing to you on the L.A. Law reunion?
Harry Hamlin.
No.
What did he do to you?
He used glue.
He used glue?
He glued me.
He glued what?
He glued me to my stomach when I was sleeping.
Oh, you're what?
I would take a nap. I would take a nap when we weren't working, when the cameras weren't on. And they'd say, go to your trailer, and I fell asleep. And Harry Hamlin glued me to my own stomach.
Oh, like an American
super
pie.
Glue.
Like
yes.
An American pie.
Yes. Wow. And then he hit my nads with a yardstick.
Ouch.
I didn't say that. That man said that. He wrote that down and told me to say that. Stop it. Hello.
Well,
hi.
Larry Drake.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Benny.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good to see you. Do you like L.A. Law?
I love the show.
Did you watch me on the Weakest Link?
No, I didn't see that.
Why am I so nervous?
I don't know, Ben.
I spilled.
Again?
What's that, Buzz? Tell me what's that happening.
Yeah.
What's that, Buzz? I love the repetition. What's that happening?
Let me just say.
Yes?
Benny.
Altoids.
From L.A. Law.
Someone shrunk the can.
It's great to have you back in the Dynamite Show on the Celebrity Spotlight.
I smell offensive.
It was nice to have you back.
It's good to be back. Will I ever come back again?
The next time there's an L.A. Law reunion.
I'll see you in 20 years.
And
you.
Do you want to say goodbye to Leah?
Bye.
I spilled.
Oh,
I love to eat steaks and donuts. Thank you very much. Dr. Giggles, too, please.
Thanks.
Dr. Giggles, too.
Thanks, Betty.
Make a sequel. Goodbye. Goodbye, Leah.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Okay, what was wrong with that?
It was funny.
Oh, thank you. But you didn't say anything.
because I was watching it.
But you didn't. But you didn't play along.
I.
Oh, of course she played along.
What okay. am I supposed to do?
But you could like talk sexy to him.
No.
Yeah.
I was watching him do. Let him. You guys did a great.
Can you get the door again, just really quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because I want to see.
Please talk sexy to me. I gotta go now. I spilled. Goodbye, Leah.
Just say one thing sexy to me.
Say one thing sexy to me, please.
Come on.
Sexy, please.
Please.
Sexy, please.
Love it.
Please, please, please.
Please, just say Benny, you're sexy.
Benny, you're sexy.
I spilled. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo ass.
There we go.
I thought that was funny.
That was lovely.
And,
Thank you.
And it's not rehearsed, and he just did it right off the cuff, and I think that's funny.
Thank you, Leah.
I don't know how making fun of somebody, but I mean...
We're not really making fun of somebody.
Okay, come on. It was funny.
Doing an impression of somebody.
I thought you guys did a great job. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you mad, Benny? Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Evil Benny!
Today, the FBI talks about OJ's new cleaned-up lifestyle.
Clean me up, please.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Be me a professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. On WJFK 202-432-1067 and from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
You're listening to them. Mike.
All right, listen, I got to mention that yesterday we gave away the X-Files Ultimate Fan Prize. I think all they really want me to say is watch the final episodes of the X-Files. I got to read all this? A Sony PlayStation game, Sony PlayStation 2, X-Files Interactive, a PlayStation game, portable CD, DVD player, autographed copy of an X-Files script, the X-Files Season 1 DVD set, X-Files 3 CD set, VHS copy of X-Files the movie, X-Files jacket, X-Files audiobook collection, X-Files CD holder.
Wow.
Watch the final episodes of the X-Files Sunday night on Fox.
That's the X-Files?
The X-Files.
That's a good
courtesy of the totally new 2003 Ford Expedition.
Certainly a whole heck of a lot of X-Files merchandise there.
Mm-hmm. You know, whore they make me be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
I saw that.
She was a whore. A whore. We need a real read for it. I just did a real read. Okay, that's the real read. Mike, we don't have time today.
Okay.
You can do it tomorrow, though.
Okay, thank you.
Shall I hold on to that crumpled piece of paper?
Yes, please do.
I'll study it tonight.
Please do. You can see pictures of my destroyed house on WNEW.com.
Oh, wow. We just saw them. They're impressive.
Later today. A beautiful Ocean City house.
I always hate that when somebody says that about a disaster. Look at that. Look at the way the earth opened up and swallowed that home. That's impressive.
And one thing Mike asked me was, he said, how many other houses were hit?
Yeah, because you can see a tornado or a microburst or a thunderstorm, and it usually is a very narrow swath.
Very selective. And the answer is no other houses.
Oh, my God.
Which means it's God's pissed at me for something.
Yeah, God's angry. Jesus is mad at you.
Yes, he is. Where is that from? Oh, that's the little girls
right.
that were holding the signs.
Jesus is mad at you.
In front of the Boston church.
Absolutely. Right. Jesus is mad at you.
Jesus is mad at you.
Or maybe he loves you more than others and he's testing you like Job.
Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. O.J. Simpson says he's cleaned up his act, but while investigating a drug case, the FBI says it's learned he's been doing ecstasy and hanging out at strip clubs. The Bureau says Juice even let a dealer stay at his house and
in the morning.
Drive his kids to school.
Have some ecstasy.
Simpson denies
that
this.
That means what? Not kill.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
What, Leah?
They said he's clean. The FBI says he's cleaning up his act.
No. O.J. says he's cleaned up his act.
Oh,
the FBI says no murders in his future.
Okay,
not so much.
But now he's hanging out with drug dealers.
The Bureau says Juice even let a dealer drive his kids to school. Simpson denies this. He says he just raises his kids, plays golf, and makes hospital visits.
And here was the call. Hey,
Hello, Dave Abner.
Oh, God.
This is O.J. Simpson.
Oh, God. Drug users from the 1970s.
Let me talk to Dave Adler, said Otis 100. Hello, Dave.
Wow.
This is O.J. Simpson.
Hi there, Juice. I've got anything you want.
Police in Florida. Hello, Otis 100. This is O.J. Simpson. Am Goldie there?
Hi there, this is Goldie. I talk just like Dave Adler, and I've got anything you want.
Would you pick my kids up from school today?
Sure, I just gotta pick up some X.
Police in Florida found no ecstasy when they raided Simpson's home in December, but they did allegedly find marijuana and traces of cocaine. Simpson's lawyer says if his client was guilty of anything, he'd be in jail.
True.
The Coast Guards put out an urgent warning to police that as many as 24 terrorists have slipped into this country on cargo ships. The Coast Guards alerted all federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies that members of the Al-Qaeda have sneaked into the U.S. on prominent cargo vessels. That information is said to be credible. U.S. intelligence sources, meanwhile, are supposedly warning of a possible attack on an American nuclear power plant on July 4th. That information is said to be less reliable.
July 4th.
Nuclear plant officials say they've already taken steps to make their facilities more secure.
Yeah, they get ready for the big Labor Day attack. And then Christmas.
A mail bomb went off in Philadelphia yesterday.
If anything happens, Leah.
Yeah.
If anything happens.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to ask her.
What? Would you?
What?
Would you with me?
No!
End of the
Go
world.
Go ahead, Buzz.
A mail bomb went off in...
Go ahead, Buzz.
You mean if we knew, if we got the word that
That would be more appropriate, like if you were on an airplane or something.
You're being
or
disrespectful to your wife.
I'm being totally respectful.
What if we were here?
I am saying,
there's only 10 minutes left.
I am saying,
I'm trying to help you out. Now you're gonna.
I am saying, I would give. I would give.
Watch the news last night. We heard all this crap already, Bud.
I would give my wife the same luxury to let her go find
and
someone.
Who could Frida sleep with?
Anybody she wanted.
Anyone she wants.
If it was 10 minutes left to live.
I think I'd have to. I would like to have sex with my boyfriend another
but
time. Let's,
but he's not 10 minutes away.
If you did have 10 minutes left and you're perfectly
that
healthy,
that probably wouldn't be the last thing on my mind.
That wouldn't be the priority.
I'd be calling people. I wouldn't be going, hey, let me use my.
But there wouldn't be phones because there'd be nukes coming at us.
Phones are.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be thinking about sex.
I would.
Here's, of course.
I think it'd be a good time for all of us to make peace with our creator.
Here's one you haven't heard.
Yeah,
the head of the police force that patrols the.
Would
Washington.
You think less would be if we had forcible sex?
Yes. I would think less of you, Doc.
Forcible. Forcible.
Rape is rape, honey.
All right. Even if we're under nuclear attack?
Yes, it's still rape.
All right. You know it would be a loving rape, though.
Oh, my God. Loving rape.
It's an interesting concept.
Simply showing that he cares.
Right.
The head of the police force that patrols.
It's a moot point, anyway.
The head of the police force that patrols...
Until the 4th of July.
The head of the force that patrols the Washington, D.C. subway system says he'll try to void the ticket written for a disabled man who swore after he got stuck at a metro station. Metro's been swamped...
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Metro's swamped with complaints from the public after word that a disabled man was written up for swearing in public...
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
He's a disabled man, right?
For swearing in public...
Shannon in the morning.
After his wheelchair got stuck on the platform of the Gallery Place station, Metro has a history of clashes with the disabled. The head of the transit police says the officer who wrote the ticket used poor judgment, and he says he'll ask prosecutors to tear up the ticket. He says he'll also reimburse the man for cab fare, quoting the officer, but I needed to enforce the law. I know what I did was right.
Well, three simple words.
Yes?
F the cripples.
Oh, God.
This is a word for those of us who could walk and drive and live. And
that's what he was saying, though, but he was just going around going, F you!
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two screaming semen demons, Don and Mike.
Right, and here now is Buzz Gurley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Some companies paid as much as $100,000 to place a 30-second ad on the season finale of The Osbournes. That's the highest price ever paid for an entertainment show on cable. That's because The Osbournes has the best ratings on cable. The show had been getting 10 to 15,000 a spot, but the world's first reality sitcom is now up to an audience of 8 million viewers.
You know, Buzz, I liked it, but it was almost a clip show.
It was
Ozzy having dinner and talking while they were showing clips.
Oh, so they crapped out on it. They didn't use some real programming.
My favorite part was the edit of him saying what.
over and over again.
And a lot of him calling Sharon, and they had the best moment ever when he was the shot was not even on him. Right. We're sitting in that director's chair. Mm-hmm.
And he fell.
And all of a sudden he just falls backwards.
That's the one that's in the background?
Yeah.
Right.
That was
one.
The best.
The old entertainment record was set by Comedy Central South Park, which got up to 90 grand a spot. ESPN Sunday Night Football gets up to 135,000 a spot. And congratulations to our own Leah Remini for helping Stuff Magazine sell the most issues ever.
There she is right there. Isn't she marvelous?
Absolutely.
What, Leah?
My mom's so proud.
Well, your mom is proud.
No, she isn't.
It was a very tasteful spread.
It was.
She didn't like it.
She didn't?
She thought I looked pretty, but she doesn't like me being exposed.
Ah, Leah was...
Now she's your mom.
Featured on the cover and...
I liked it.
A bit uncovered inside the February issue, which sold 645,000 copies.
Buzz Dumb was trying to play a different sound effect after he said he liked it.
He liked it a lot. And that was just on the newsstands, then it's 200,000 copies more than usual for Stuff Magazine.
Wow.
In sports, AP.
They always sent me something, right? Like a thing of flowers.
They owe you
thank
now.
You. Nothing. Go ahead.
AP. A year's subscription.
Well, and if they ask you to come back, though, and do another one, will you do another one?
Probably not.
You heard it here, folks. AP says Ken Hitchcock, who led Dallas to a Stanley Cup championship in 99, is the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. Hitchcock was an assistant coach in Philadelphia from 1990 to 1993 and was just fired by the Dallas Stars in January of this year. And most of the players say they never even noticed the earthquake that shook the stands at Pacific Bell Park in San Francisco last night. Atlanta's Chipper Jones was at bat when the quake hit. He says he didn't notice.
Precursor to the big one down here.
But media types in the press box in the windows.
Don't forget, Leah.
God damn it. The windows did rattle.
Yeah.
And finally, it may have been just the break they needed. Students at the conservative Catholic Villanova University were cramming for finals over the weekend when something very different appeared on their college TV station.
Howie Long.
Instead of Ben Affleck's reindeer Howard. Games, yeah. They got the very X-rated Cheap Thrills, a hardcore porn movie.
Oh, yeah.
It took campus security over a half hour to get the skin flick yanked off the air. It was a late-night showing at the Pennsylvania campus. Quoting the student body president, thank goodness it came on at that time because the priest would have been asleep. I'm Buzz Burbank. On the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, let's just say right now to New York, because they are going to break. See you tomorrow with a new episode and
toodaloo.
Ass.
Okay, so we're clear in New York.
Yeah. Very good.
So now we got like what, an extra minute? We don't have an extra minute? We have to be off now?
That's it.
Well, time to go.
All right, okay.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's it.
Okay, all right. Back tomorrow with the new episode and the stuff. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day.
I said good day. Rob?
Oh, I'm always kind, but especially on the West Coast.
I know. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise? Satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.